KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome up to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here for the final game of the 2025 campaign. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, joined by a special guest tonight here, Cole McMahon, a fellow Red Hawk and a Simpson University alum. Cole, we've called a few games now back in the day this past year with Simpson University. What's been one of your favorite games that we've called so far in the last year?
I mean, it's got to be the very first game we ever did playing for the football game, and then second favorite is definitely when the Simpson finally scored a touchdown, so finally got some excitement in our lives.
Absolutely electric games that we did get to call in that, like in that final touchdown. I believe it was Caleb Anderson to Talon Ramirez.
It was, that's right, and we were just both shocked that actually happened. We were just so happy.
Just a little, it was like a powder slant or something, and...
Yeah,
by a miracle.
We didn't have our binoculars out there, but, you know, I think we caught it, and then, yeah, you did.
The 2020 vision was turned on.
And tonight, in the rubber match of the series, the Fairfield Indians facing off against your Colt 45s. Game three of this three-game set. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and again, the final game for the Colt 45s for this 2025 campaign. As the starting lineups are getting announced here at Tagger Field. The Colt 45s dropped the first game and then bounced back last night by a score of 8-3. And Cole, this is your first time on the radio, although you do have a podcast, First and 49ers. That's First and number 4, number 9, ERS 49ers.
Appreciate it, Jacob. Yeah, I've been doing this for a couple of years now. Now out of college, hoping to get it rolling even more, so get ready for the 49ers season. Make sure to go follow. Appreciate it.
On Spotify, Instagram.
Spotify, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere you get your podcast.
So hopefully we've got some 49er fans out there listening. And of course, Colt 45 fans, as the Colt 45 is looking to improve to 34-6 on the year. I found out last night after the game, it was announced by the PA here at Tagger Field, Chad, that Bob Anderson, in his 3 years here, last night was the 100th win in the last 3 years for these Colt 45s. And I'm just getting word from our producer back in the studio. He was actually there for the first touchdown with the Simpson Redhawks in the inaugural season last year.
Momentous moment for Simpson history, for sure.
Oh, yeah. One of the bigger moments in terms of Simpson sports history, which, again, this year we had a plethora of teams making the playoffs, too. And it's kind of been the theme this last year.
Right.
And, Cole, your first time on the radio here. Who did you grow up listening to on the radio that makes you want to do stuff like this?
I mean, I've grown up a diehard San Francisco Giants fan, so obviously it's got to be John Miller and Dave Fleming. And then growing up, two legends out there, and then just on the TV side, Kuki and Kai. That's the dude in the
game. Yeah, John Miller, of course, a legend. I believe he called games for a few other ball clubs as well.
Yeah, a couple ball clubs. Did ESPN, I think Sunday Night Baseball for a while as well. And I think he's already in the Hall of Fame for broadcasting, radio broadcasting. So, Kruke Kipe hopefully going to be in there in the next couple of years. And hopefully they just continue to broadcast for the next couple of years as well.
Oh, yeah, I can say the same for Kent Korak, the A's radio guy. Of course, another legend, another Bay Area legend.
Bay Area sports fans have been spoiled for plenty of years, and, you know, you just hope that it keeps on going for as long as possible. So.
Oh, yeah, between the Sharks, Warriors, the A's, the Giants, and the 49ers, and the Raiders, too. Greg Papa.
Speaking of Greg Papa, prayers up for him. Just got diagnosed with cancer, one of the best to ever do it, so...
Yeah, unfortunately for Greg Papa. So, yeah, of course, thoughts and prayers out to Greg Papa, and hopefully he gets through that and can come back and keep calling games for us loyal Niner fans. But prayers up for his health as the starting lineups are announced. It will be Trey Bennett facing off against Omari Polk for the Fairfield Indians. A couple of hard-throwing pitchers for both ball clubs. both teams trying to win the series as Summer Chappelle Muncy will be singing tonight's national anthem tonight. We'll pause here to let you all listen in over the airwaves to tonight's national anthem. Again, that's Summer Chappelle Muncy, as Rick Pacetti has now announced her out there, and we get ready to hear tonight's rendition. Summer Chappelle Muncy with tonight's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner as we get ready to get underway here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45s donning the home whites, the Fairfield Indians, the gray bottoms with the blue tops and the red lettering across the chest. Leading things off and playing left field for the Fairfield Indians will be Roman Seibert, followed by Adrian Roa, the DH, batting second. And then Marcelos Cueva at second base batting third, with Kamani Blackney in center field in the cleanup spot. Then Cooper Dwyer will be at first base, followed by Jaden Hunter at third, Aaron Strong, the catcher, Wyatt Smith at shortstop, and Ethan Boatman in right field. Seibert in left, Roa the DH, Cueva at second, Blackney in center, and batting cleanup, followed by Dwyer at first, Hunter at third, Strong the catcher, Smith at short, and Boatman in right, the same left side of the infield of Hunter at third and Wyatt Smith at short, something that worked for them last night. A handful of great plays made by both of those players on the left side of the infield last night. The Colt 45s, Trajan Rogowski will be leading off and playing center field, followed up by Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop. And then the power left-handed bat, Andrew Mora, will be at first base, followed by Dom DeCagno in right field and batting cleanup. And then John Handy batting fifth. He's the designated hitter, followed by Isaac Mondujano at third base. And then Dylan Green at second base, followed by Rain McMillan, the catcher, and Tyler Zanizer in left field. John Handy and Tyler Zanizer tied for the team lead with 5 home runs each. We'll see what happens tonight and who finishes with the team lead in that long ball department. Rogowski in center, Carroll at short, Mora the first baseman, DeCagno in right, Handy the DH, Mondujano at the hot corner, Green at second, McMillan the catcher, and Tyler Zanizer in left field for Trey Bennett to face off against Omari Polk. Trey Bennett on the year is 4-1 with a 2.01 ERA and 6 starts. 31 in the third innings pitched. He struck out 41, walked 8, and given up 27 hits. that singular loss came against the Fresno Athletics back on July 19th in a 7-3 ball game that the Colt 45s would lose after the decent start from Trey Bennett, who went 5 innings of 4-run ball. His last win was back against the Novato Knicks back on July 26th, where the Colt 45s won by a score of 8-4. On the season, in 4 of the 6 starts for Trey Bennett, he's gone 5 innings. He has not gone over 5 innings. See what he can do here tonight against the Fairfield Indians. Then Trey Bennett for the Colt 45s. Out of Etna, California, and he will be pitching at Simpson University, a left-handed pitcher, standing at 6'4", 225. And Cole, a fellow Southpaw.
Absolutely, yeah. So Trey Bennett, I've actually heard of him before. My good buddy and ex-teammate Kevin Stapleton, also from Etna, California. And I think they went to the same high school. I don't know if they were there at the same time, but I've heard some things about Trey Bennett. And it's great to see that he's actually going to Simpson University. I did not know that. So I'm glad to see that Simpson's able to cop a good arm, a good lefty arm like this. And I'm excited to watch him tonight.
Yeah, and for Trey Bennett, as the Colt 45s take the field with a little bit of applause. Trey Bennett pitched last year for the Colt 45s. He was 2-0 with a 4.35 ERA with one start and 7 appearances. 20 and two-thirds innings pitched. He struck out 25 and walked 13, so he's improved this season, which you always love to see. And what type of things have you heard about the Southpaw, Trey Bennett?
Mostly that he throws cheese. I mean, what do you say? He throws 94 miles an hour, is that right? I don't know. I thought I've heard that before. I heard he throws high cheese, but
sounds good to me.
I don't know. Maybe that's just what I've heard in the past, but mainly that he's from Etna, California, and I don't know if you guys know Etna, California. They throw some monsters out there. It was just great to see Kevin Stapleton being able to play with that man. He can do anything. He has like a bionic arm. You can throw him out there for 9 innings, throw him for 200 pitches, and that's what he can do. So I wanted to see if Trey Bennett could do the same thing from the left side.
I mean, 6'4", 225, that's a big guy out there working from that first base side of the rubber. The defense behind him will be Mondohano and Carroll on the left side of the infield, and then Green and Mora on the right side. Left to right field will be Zanizer, Rogowski, and DeCagno. Some solid defense behind the Southpaw here at a very packed out Tiger Field. As we get ready for this season finale, the rubber match of this ball game, the season series, as the Colt 45s await the start. McMillan makes his throw down to second base to begin things here, and it will be Roman Seibert leading things off for the Fairfield Indians. As Trey Bennett takes a second on the back slope of the hill. Shadows just now starting to cover Tiger Field up just a little bit on the infield and out there a little bit in left field. On a 92-degree night here from Tiger Field with a slight breeze. But that flag standing still out there in center field. As the right-hand hitting Seibert steps up to the plate. Here's the first pitch from the lefty Bennett. This is upstairs, up and away. First pitch comes in at 7:18. Ball one to the right-hand hitting Seibert. Now the 1-0 swing and a miss to even up the count at 1-1.
Tiger Field is the most I've ever seen people here before, playing at Simpson before my freshman year at Tiger Field before Simpson got a field. It's great to see. I almost feel like I'm at a minor league park right now.
That fastball catches the outside corner at the knee. A very packed out Tiger Field. Probably about the third or fourth time where we've seen it nearly capacity. There's the 1-2 from Bennett as he gets the sign from McMillan. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks and deals the 1-2. Swing! And a miss. They'll throw it around the horn. That's the way the ball game begins. A forward K for Trey Bennett as he strikes out Seibert for out number one.
Bennett got Seibert on a breaking ball there, it looked like. Good pitch.
Great pitch from Bennett to change it up a little bit. I guess I shouldn't say change it up, as it was a breaking ball, but
that could have been a change up. It was hard to tell from here.
Those varying speeds. As the right end hitting Roa comes at the plate, swings and misses at this pitch. Hardy on that one. Gave a half-hearted swing. Now the 0-1 from Bennett. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew a heater right by him. And tardy yet again for Adrian Roa, the designated hitter for the Fairfield Indians. Bennett peers in at McMillan, working from the first base side out of the windup. Now winds and deals the 0-2 with one out. It's a breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Deals Roa. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Fooled him on the breaking ball down and in right at the knee. That's out number two and strikeout number two for Trey Bennett.
Caught him looking there with the curveball. I thought after going late, after being late on those first two fastballs, I thought I was going to throw right by him again, but he would have got me with that.
Completely fooled on the 12-6. As the right-hand hitting Cueva to the plate. Deep in the box, the open stance for the right-hand hitting Cueva. First pitch from Bennett misses wide for ball one. Cueva last night had a couple of singles. He was 2-for-5 on the night. It's a 1-0 delivery from Bennett. On the inside corner, right at the knees, to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Bennett peering in at McMillan. Green shaded up the middle over there at second base. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased it way down in the dirt.
That's the best things you can have as a lefty, especially if you got that breaking ball working early in the game. You know, that's going to be an attack that you can use all game long.
Now Bennett steps off and takes a quick breather, rubs up the baseball, climbs back on the hill. Now winds and deals the 1-2. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. 1-2-3 go the Fairfield Indians, and Trey Bennett walks off the mound with a trio of K's as we head to the bottom of the first here in this scoreless ball game with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to everyday job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon for this Saturday night edition of Colt 45 Baseball. The final game of the 2025 campaign. Omari Polk will be the starting pitcher for the Fairfield Indians. Right-hander out of Napa Valley College. Back in the Bay Area. As Trajan Rogowski will lead things off along with Mark Anthony Carroll and Andrew Mora. Here's the first pitch from the righty Polk out of the windup, bounces it in there, kicks all the way back to the screen for ball one.
Polk tried to change up there, just spiking it at the plate for the first pitch.
Now the 1-0 from Polk. This is wide again for ball two.
Yeah.
I Gaskey steps out, now climbs back into the box. Deep in the box with an even stance as Polk peers in. Now comes Set, rocking the Black Sox up high. As he winds and deals the 2-0 with nobody out, nobody on. Nice little off-speed on the outside corner. Make the count 2-1 on the leadoff man for the Colt 45s.
Let's hope he can poke it to the right side as the first baseman, covering his eyes from the sun, still peering in here a little bit at the park. Ball is down in the dirt.
3-1 count on Rogowski, and Rogowski is definitely a hitter who's been known to go the opposite way with that baseball. As you said, Cole, that first baseman over there just outside of the shadows, playing about 10 feet off the line over there at first, back of the bag. The 3-1 on the outside corner, right at the knees, to fill the count at 3-2. That first baseman shielding his eyes, even with the ball cap on, pulled low over his eyes. Here's the payoff pitch from Amari Polk, the right-hander working from the first base side. A line shot into left field for a base hit, where the left fielder Seibert will quickly play it back in to hold Rogowski to a single. First hit for the Colt 45s tonight. We'll bring up Mark Anthony Carroll. As Presley, the bat girl, gets some applause. Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. Carroll was not in the lineup last night. Mark Anthony Carroll on the year, batting .295. It's the first pitch, misses way upstairs as Aaron Strong, the catcher, pops out of the squatted position to keep that baseball from going all the way back to the screen. Rogowski takes his lead from first, being held on by the first baseman for the Fairfield Indians, Cooper Dwyer. This pitch is taken wide again for ball two. 2-0 on Mark Anthony Carroll. Right-hand hitter. Slightly open stance deep in the box. Rogowski not going as Carroll takes that pitch on the inner half for a called strike one. Andrew Mora also due up here in this inning. Now showing bunt, chops it just up the third baseline, foul. Nice try from Carroll, but couldn't keep it straight. Moves the count to 2-2.
Almost a good bunt there. Could have got the runner over. Did a job.
Kind of bounced weird in front of the plate and ended up caroming foul up the third base side. Just some weird spin on it. Infield looking for two. Cueva and Smith shaded up the middle at double play depth with Rogowski on first. The 2-2 delivery from Omari Polk. This is wide for ball three. Tried to sling it in there and get Carroll to chase. Was way too far off the zone for Carroll to bite. Now the count fills again for the second straight batter. Polk out of the stretch with Rogowski on first. Here's the payoff pitch. Rogowski going, waved at, and no throw down to second base. Carroll down on strikes, and Rogowski will get to second base via the steal. For the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora to the plate. Mora on the year with 38 RBIs. Leads of the team. He's three ahead of Dom DeCagno, who had that three-run shot last night. He's got power from that left side. He's got a couple of home runs on the year. His last home run going over that right field wall to the left of the 310 mark. So he takes a first pitch strike at the bottom of the zone.
Good job from Polk there, finally getting the first pitch strike. Seems like he's getting a little more comfortable out here. He steps off. Resets.
Now Polk peering in. The 0-1 waved at by Mora for strike two. Pulled him on the breaking ball.
Get it out of the way, please.
Now, no balls and two strikes. Setting up away is a catcher. Breaking ball misses way inside. Mora leaning out of the way.
I try to get him down the same pitch. That pitch just high.
Now one ball and two strikes to the left-hand hitting Mora deep in the box. Wire sets up away. Breaking ball popped up back toward the crowd on the third base side where a fan doesn't quite make the catch. And the third baseman, Jaden Hunter, actually running into the netting, giving chase for it, along with a pitcher, which you don't see every day, Amari Polk. As the count remains one ball and two strikes on Mora.
Three breaking balls in a row. You almost think it's the pitch he's only feeling comfortable with so far. Interesting to see if he goes to it again.
See what Polk does here. Working slow against this Colt 45 offense as he comes set from the first base side. Runner at second, that's Rogowski, the 1-2 with one out. There's a line shot through the right side for a base hit. Rogowski initially stops. Now is going to stay at third as the throw comes in from the right fielder Boatman to the cutoff man to hold Rogowski at third. Now puts runners at the corners with only one out. Absolutely laced through the right side between Cueva and the first baseman Dwyer. It's right through that 3-4 hole on the right side.
Just a mistake right down the middle from Polk. And Murrow just able to pull that ball to the right side.
Great job by Mora to pull it through. And Rogowski initially having to kind of wait to see if the first baseman, Dwyer, was going to be able to make a play on it as this pitch is taken way outside. Strong on the back end, keeps it in front of him. For ball one on Dom DeCagno, who had a three-run home run last night. That was in the fifth inning, that scored Mora and Rogowski, which I believe there was both Mora and Rogowski were at third and first base as they are now. Here's the 1-0 pickoff attempt on over to first, diving back with the right hand is Mora. Easily. Runners at the corners, the Fairfield Indians at double play depth with Cueva and Smith shaded up the middle. Polk comes set. Out of the stretch, the 1-0 is a line shot through the right side for a base hit. Rogowski will trot in the score, and Mora will hold at second base. 3 hits in the inning, puts the 45s on the board first as Rogowski comes in to score, and Mora moves up to second. That's the 36th RBI for Dom DeCagno.
Great job on DeCagno, hitting it to the right side again. Once again, doing the job and scoring the runner.
That'll also bring up John Handy, who's tied for the team lead with 5 home runs. It's the first pitch from Polk. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Handy just a bit late on it. Now digging back in, right in a hitter. A slightly open stance. Polk kicks and deals a fastball. Way away to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Three singles in the inning for the Colt 45s. They're by a score of 1-0 here in this bottom of the first. Polk kicks and deals a 1-1 as a line shot again into right field for a base hit. Up at the ball is Bowman. He's going to get into the cutoff man on a hop. Goes over the catcher now. And quickly, the catcher, Aaron Strong, corrals the baseball. That'll get the bases loaded for Isaac Mondujano. So another single in the inning for this Colt 45's offense.
Colt 45's are living on the right side of this field today. Luckily that backstop is short. The ball getting away from the catcher didn't bring the runner home. The bat rolled down on the play. He got back up.
Flipping around with a bat like that and just took a little spill on the turf.
Yeah, that's gotten me too a couple times back in the day. The bat just hitting right between your legs and just tripping, hoping nobody sees it.
She did get some applause from the fans here at Tiger Field. The corners are drawn in, playing on the infield grass for Mondohano. Here's the first pitch from Polk. It's a breaking ball right through the heart, called strike one. Mondohano last night had a single and a double. He also reached on a fielder's choice and grounded out. He's batting 362 on the year. Here's the 0-1. Misses low. You have to count at one ball and one strike. Polk readies. Now kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch. Is a line shot toward left field. A fielder looking up.
Scores four on the four-run shot. A grand slam here in the bottom of the first. It's now 5-0. Mondohano absolutely hit it right on the screws. Landed halfway up on the netting out there above the Jack's Grill sign, over the wall, and left way beyond the reach of Steibern, who looked up and watched it fly.
Big third baseman just absolutely roping that thing to left field. I mean, if you don't know already, Tiger Field can be a launch pad, and that thing was gone as we thought off the bat.
Just a line shot out there. Again, halfway up on the netting to the left of that 358 mark, way out there. Hit it about 375, probably, and it likely would have carried more. Unfortunately, we don't have StatCast out here at Tiger Field, but as you said, Cole, Tiger Field has the capability to be a launch pad. As Dylan Green to the plate now, watches a ball miss wide of the plate. Makes the count 1-0. The right-hand hitting second baseman.
Polk having a tough time out here, just not able to locate his fastball. So when he does get the pitch in.
Here's a ground ball, diving play by the third baseman. And no pick at the other end. Jaden Hunter with another gold glove caliber play over there on that left side. Something we saw about four times last night. But the throw to the first baseman was unable to be picked by Cooper Dwyer. And safe at first is Dylan Green.
His pitches that are just in the strike zone are just going to be selected for the batters, and a lot of them has been right down the middle. A lot of mistakes out here so far.
When you can't locate that fastball, it just creates a lot of difficulty.
Right, gets the batters just looking for the one pitch, and right now it's been his breaking ball. And that's what the batters are sitting on so far.
As Ray McMillan takes fastball in the outside corner for strike one.
1-8-3-4-7.
The Fairfield Indians yet again looking for a double play on the infield. First baseman Dwyer holding on Dylan Green at first. This pitch is taken in the dirt. So even up and count at one ball and one strike. Polk climbs back up the hill, working from the first base side of the stretch, facing off against Brayden McMillan with a wide-open stance on that right side deep in the box. Runner going. This one's grounded toward the third baseman, Jaden Hunter, who makes the quick throw to first in time for the 5-3 putout. McMillan is retired. And we'll bring the ninth batter of the inning, Tyler Zanizer, who is tied with John Handy for 5 home runs on the year, both battling out for the team lead. That was the third baseman, Jaden Hunter, who's already been busy over there on the left side of the infield, making a couple of great plays, and fortunately the previous one he made, just unable to be picked at the other end. Otherwise, the Fairfield Indians would be in the dugout right now. Here's the first pitch from Polk, misses up and in for ball one. Tyler Zanizer on the year, batting 259. And patrolling left field tonight, here's the 1-0 from Polk on the outside corner right at the knee, even up the count of one ball and one strike.
Lost his hat there on the pitch.
And something for Polk as well. He's been able to paint the corners really well and get those low strike calls, trying to take advantage of it when he elevates that fastball or breaking ball, that's when it gets absolutely slammed. As Dan Iser lays off this pitch for ball two, just outside of the zone. This count moves to two balls and one strike with Dylan Green at second base.
Ball just high, trying to get that breaking ball in there. And he's not happy with the call.
If you're Amari Polk as well, he's trying to be done with this nightmare of an inning after you've given up five runs at the bottom of the first. Here's the 3-1. It's hit in the air toward left center field. The left fielder, Seibert, giving chase, will squeeze it for out number three. And the side is finally retired after his Anheuser hits it a ton. But Seibert makes the catch to end the first inning. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 5-0 here from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, joined here by Mr. Cole McMahon, a fellow alum and Red Hawk from Redding's hometown university, Simpson University.
Big inning for Colt 45 in the first inning. Big third baseman Manu Juano with the grand salami, leading up to Colt 45, up 5-0. In the first inning of this ball game.
And it was a pretty easy top of the first inning for Trey Bennett, who came out and struck out the side. Of course, Roa and Cueva, the last two outs of that inning, going down a looking. Now Kamani Blackney to the plate. He's due up along with Dwyer and Hunter, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Fairfield Indians. Kamani Blackney, player that hit a home run back in the first game of the series on Thursday night. And we saw him last year on this Fairfield Indians roster. He has tremendous amount of power as he hits one on line shot. Just a little flare where Dylan Green in shallow right field just outside the rim of the infield grass will squeeze it on the run for out number one.
If I'm Bennett going into the second inning already with a 5-0 lead, you know, I'm not going to be super stressed out already. Not getting complacent, but it just takes all the stress off you when your offense is able just to produce early on in this game.
And you can just sit on cruise control and stop right there, one pitch, one out. He's not going to look out to strike out the side. He's just going to try and get out.
Right, let his defense work.
It's the first pitch from Bennett to the right end, hitting the wire, misses wide for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the right-end hitting Dwyer. Out of 1-0 from the southpaw Bennett. Just up and away for ball two. That is the first time, which Bennett has only faced four other batters, but this is the first time the count has gone to two balls and X amount of strikes. Already he's had incredible command. Now the 2-0 on the outside corner bounces back right there.
If that called for a strike, made a good adjustment there.
Trying to rally back in the count. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward right. Here's the 2-1 delivery from the southpaw Bennett. This is up and away for ball three. The heater unable to get located inside the zone. And now Bennett will go for a little walk on the back slope of the mound. Rub up the baseball. Now takes a deep breath as he climbs up. Working from the first base side out of the windup. Here in this 5-0 top of the first inning. Bennett peers over his glove, now winds and deals the 3-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. That'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And the lights came on right as Bennett went into the windup, and Dwyer kind of motioning to the umpire like,
complaining
help
about
me
the
out.
Lights turning on there as soon as the pitch was thrown.
Which I guess is a
fair complaint, but what can the umpire can do about it?
Now the payoff pitch is a breaking ball. Freeze is Dwyer on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called.
There's that nasty curveball there. Bennett, the big lefty. Oh, my goodness. Just love seeing the curveballs.
That is the third looking strikeout for Trey Bennett. See, he wants to get a new baseball.
Third baseman, number 17, Jay.
And his fourth strikeout of the night. As Jaden Hunter comes to the plate. Jaden Hunter was in the lineup last night, made a handful of great plays over there at third base, reached on a fielder's choice, flew out, reached on an error, lined out, and grounded out. Here's the first pitch from the southpaw. Bennett check swing, goes back to the screen for strike one. Jaden Hunter in the third inning. So that fly out that Trajan Rogowski went into a Superman dive and snagged right off the top of the grass. And it was a sensational play from Trajan Rogowski, one of the best plays I've seen out here at Tiger Field. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Bennett. A line shot right towards Anheuser in left. He comes in a couple of steps and will squeeze it for out number 3. The side is retired. The Fairfield Indians go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the second inning here in this 5-0 ball game.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Colt 45's looking to improve to 34-6 on the season, and they're in a great spot so far. They're up by a score of 5-0 with the top of the order due up again after they sent 9 to the plate back in the bottom of the first. It's Rogowski, Carroll, and Mora due up again.
And Bennett with another efficient inning going 1-2-3. His teammates fired up for him once he came off the mound.
That's something you know a little bit about, Cole.
Yeah, I know, I had a couple of those back in the day.
Rogowski takes low and in for ball one. Yeah, back in the day, man, we're getting old.
It's only a couple months ago, but you know, it feels like a lifetime already.
Here's the 1-0 from Polk. Misses low again for ball two.
Tried the same pitch, just not getting it. And he's a little frustrated there again, thinking that should have been called a strike.
And he goes for a little saunter around the hill. Yeah, just a couple of months ago, but definitely feels like a lifetime. Here's the 2-0 delivery from Polk. Bounces it in there. What a play by Rogowski on the bare hand to the catcher, Aaron Strong. Tried to block it, and it just popped straight up, and Rogowski with the left hand just able to corral the baseball. That's ball three now on Rogowski, who had a full count his last time up before he would hit a single and then steal second base. Infield shifted to pull on the right end, hitting Rogowski. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Omari Polk. This is low for ball four. A 4-pitch walk issued to Trajan Rogowski. And then I have to imagine he'll be in motion here with the speed he has. Definitely has the ability to steal bases. We've seen it all season long. He's 14 for 9 for 19 coming into this game, but now 15 for 20 after the stolen base.
There's a first pitch strike there. Polk finally making the adjustment after the four pitch walk. Balls all were down the last at bat.
Trying to elevate those pitches, but not too high to get them taken deep. All of that Isaac Mondohana grand slam. Now back pick down to first, not in time. Tag a play to Rogowski, just late.
Carroll showing bunt there. Well, back in time.
Now a 1-1 count on right inning, Carroll. Pickoff attempt on over to first, not in time. Trying to keep Rogowski close with Dwyer holding on Rogowski at first. Rogowski back easily. It's a 1-1 in the dirt. Another look back to first base, but no throw from the catcher Strong. That pitch missed in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike with nobody out. The Indians looking for two on the infield. The third baseman in on the grass as this one's bunted foul by Mark Anthony Carroll to make the count two balls and two strikes. The third baseman, Jaden Hunter, just on the rim of that infield grass. Two balls and two strikes with Rogowski on first from the free pass from Amari Polk. The outfield playing straight up. Here's the 2-2 from the right-hander Polk. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop Wyatt Smith. Cut off by Jaden Hunter. Missed throw to second base. A race on home. Mark Anthony Carroll beats it out. A race on the 5-4 is Rogowski, and Carroll safe at first on the fielder's choice. It was a great play by Jaden Hunter moving to his left. It was going to be the shortstop Wyatt Smith on the backhand with a tough throw to second to get the runner, but instead Jaden Hunter with all of his motion carrying towards second base made the smart play to cut that ground ball off and make a great throw to second base before it was relayed around to first. But Mark Anthony Carroll showing off the wheels in the hard 90, safe at first.
Carroll, great job showing some speed and getting to the back before they can make turn the double play.
This pitch is taken for a ball to the left hand hitting Andrew Mora with one out. The Fairfield Indians still looking for two on the infield. Cueva shifted to pull on the left hand hitter as Mora backing out of the way of this pitch for ball two. Just a bit inside. It's Mora backed out of the box.
Looks like there's some movement going on in the Indians' bullpen.
And just a little activity up there. Looks like a right-hander getting loose. Polk peering in. That's Strong. Polk comes set. Kicks and deals a 2-0 as a mammoth shot toward right. Should be playable for the right fielder Boatman, who settles underneath it on the warning track and will squeeze it for out number two. That ball was hit a ton, about a mile high, but just a bit under it. And that's out number two.
Murray just missed it off the sweet part of the bat. He was peering in at the ball looking like it almost was going to go over the fence, but playable for the right fielder there.
That's also where the wall juts closer toward home plate for about 15 feet before it's angled back to a straight shot toward center field toward that 406 sign. As the runner going through it on the second base is in time, but out. I thought Mark Anthony Carroll was actually going to be safe on the swim move over there at second base, but the tag applied by Cueva and caught stealing is Mark Anthony Carroll. A great throw from kicker Aaron Strong on the side is retired. We're through two here at Tiger Field here in a 5-0 ball game as we head to the top of the third inning.
Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected. For home repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing gets the job done. Bringing quality to every job visit. HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Aaron Strong, the catcher, takes ball one. Low pitch from Trey Bennett as he now winds and deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss, bounces back to even up the count at one ball and one strike. This is Jacob Green and Cole McMahon bringing to you this final edition of Colt 45's baseball here during this 2025 campaign. Strong, Smith, and Boatman do up for the Indians is a breaking ball from Bennett, misses low and in. Actually catches the corner.
No, I believe he called it a ball.
And that's why you don't check the scoreboard all the time. So two balls and one strike. Now the scoreboard corrected, and I thought I had it completely wrong. Now the 2-1 swing and a miss, even if the count at two balls and two strikes. Now I know I'm right. The beauty of a color commentator. Here in this top of the third inning.
Isn't it blowing that fastball right past him?
Now the 2-2 from the southpaw Bennett as he gets the sign from McMillan, who sets up away. The 2-2 on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Hey, Mr. Strong, you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks, I'm just looking. He's out number one of this top of the third inning. And another strikeout for Trey Bennett. That is his fourth backward K. Now the shortstop, Wyatt Smith, to the plate. Wyatt Smith last night, as he takes a huge cut and miss here for strike one. Walked, doubled, was hit by a pitch, and struck out swinging. Now Bennett winds and deals the 0-1 pitch to the right-hand hitter, rocking the old-school striped socks, taken wide to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now Bennett, again, working from the first base side, seeks and deals the 1-1. This one's popped up, Moore giving chase toward foul territory in front of the Indians' dugout. We'll squeeze it for out number two. That will bring up Ethan Boatman.
Two outs here already, and Bennett is just efficient today. See, it's the last start of the season for the Colt 45s, and everything is working for him so far. He rubs up the ball.
Now Boatman steps into the box, right-hand hitter. Bennett just cruising through the order thus far tonight. Here's the delivery from the southpaw. This is wide. With two outs here in this 5-0 top of the third inning. The delivery misses upstairs for ball two. Bennett backs up the mound, rubs up the baseball. Now climbs back. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Here's the 2-0 from the lefty Bennett. This is wide for ball three here in this top of the third inning, a 5-0 ball game. The Colt 45s on top in the 2025 season finale for these Colt 45s. It's a 3-0 count. This is Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. The 3-0 misses low for ball four. And working the walk is Boatman. And there goes the perfecto.
Yeah, first runner on base today for the Indians. Bennett's first walk of the day. Now he's about to face the top of the lineup again.
And this is a lineup that only walked twice last night. So try and take advantage of the free pass here as much as they can. Three times last night, my apologies. Twice against Ty Cook and once against Noah Madsen, who went the final three innings. Runner on first being held on by Mora. That's Boatman. As the top of the order, Bo Smith will pinch hit for Seibert, the left fielder. Bo Smith got the start last night in center field. He had a couple of singles, a stolen base, and then was hit by a pitch along with a fly out and a ground out. It's the first pitch from the southpaw at the bottom of the zone, called strike one. A great pitch from Bennett to the right end hitting Bo Smith.
The sun has left Tiger Field now, a lot cooler skies. A lot more playable field now for the fielders. They can actually see.
The 0-1 foul back to the screen for strike two. Yeah, shadows covering all of the field now. The light's still a long way from taking full effect. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Under bluebird skies, that's where we've had some cloudy conditions the last couple of weeks, and even last weekend, some lightning and thunder out there way beyond those outfield walls out over Shasta Lake City. Bennett peering in. Mora holding on. Boatman at first. Two or three steps off the bag. Out of the stretch. The 0-2 delivery from the southpaw Bennett. It's just off the plate. One ball and two strikes.
Good 0-2 pitch there. Don't want to leave that fastball down the zone. Looks like about two balls out, which is what you want to do.
Open stance for the right-hand hitting. Bo Smith deep in the box. McMillan sets up in. The 1-2 delivery from the lefty. Wave that ball in the dirt. McMillan will clear and throw down to first base. It's another strikeout for Trey Bennett. And the side is retired. So we head to the bottom of the third inning here in this 5-0 ball game.
Hunt Roofing keeps your home protected. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45's. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball, the final game of this 2025 season. The Fairfield Indians facing off against the Colt 45s here in this rubber match of the series. After the Colt 45s dropped the first game by a score of 7-3, and they bounced back last night by a score of 8-3. And the exclamation point in that win was the three-run home run from the man at the plate right now, Dom DeCogno. First pitch swing, hits this one into left field, down into the corner underneath the 320 mark where it's dug out by the left fielder as DeCogno cruises around first and into second base with a leadoff stand-up double.
DeCogno not wasting any time attacking that first pitch. And he came up to bat after the caught ceiling from the last inning. He's not wasting any time as Polk is still in the game.
It was a great job by Bo Smith to get to that baseball and dig it out of the corner, who just came into the game. And, yeah, DeCogno, as you said, Cole, with a new set of downs after the caught stealing from Mark Anthony Carroll. John Handy takes the first pitch in the dirt for ball one.
Handy taking that pitch all the way.
In front of essentially a packed house here at Tiger Field. Now takes again as that pitch misses the bottom of the zone for ball two. That was DeCogno's 11th double of the year. Here's the 2-0 foul back to the screen.
Andy just missing that pitch, fouling it straight back.
Now a 2-1 count with nobody out, the runner on second base. Mondo Hano on deck. He's third batter due up here in this inning. Now the 2-1 from Amari Polk. The breaking ball misses way up and in for ball three. Just a little rainbow about eye level to Handy.
And that's just something we've seen all night long by Polk. Just not consistent with his pitches and just allowing the Colt 45 to be very selective on a pitch in the zone.
And the 3-1 is taken just off the plate and below the knee for ball four. Handy kind of hesitated taking his base, but then was granted the free pass from the home plate umpire. That puts runners at first and second for Isaac Manduhano, who had that grand slam last inning.
In the first inning?
Yeah, actually, I was back in the first inning. Seems like eons ago. Last inning, a lot cleaner inning from Amari Polk, where he faced the minimum after the caught stealing and the fielder's choice.
Get strong to talk to Polk out there on the mound. Some little pep talk. It looks like the Indians reliever is ready to go, coming back to the
So we get some chatter between the home plate umpire and the PA.
Announcer.
Some extracurricular activities out here at Tiger Field. We've seen it all this year. There was at one point a couple weekends ago where there was a little bit of a scrum out there on the field after the series wrapped up against, I believe it was the Fresno Athletics, which is the only ball club to beat the Colt 45s multiple times this year. There was some pushing and shoving going on after the game in the handshake line as Mondohano takes a first pitch breaking ball right through the heart for called strike one.
That's some summer ball activities right there.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on between the home plate umpire and Chad on the PA, but it seems like a lot of fun as the 0-1 misses wide. One ball and one strike. I think it might have been too many sound effects.
Yeah, I don't
on
think
the PA.
Plate umpire was having it. I'm all here for it, though.
Part of the fun of summer baseball.
It's the people going.
The 1-1 check swing toward the Indians on deck circle for strike two. A half-hearted from Mondohano.
Mondohano wishing he could get that one back there. Grimacing after that check swing. Counts 1-2 now.
Just a little bit of commitment issues there, but we've seen what he can do with a baseball. Now the 1-2 with nobody out, runners on first and second as they take their leads. Misses wide again to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Polk peering in. It's all fun and games here at Tiger Field for some Summer League wooden bat baseball. Now the 2-2 from Polk out of the stretch. The breaking ball just stopped the plate. Tough take there from Mondo Hano.
Wood bat, I don't know if you guys know, but swinging a wood bat is completely different than an aluminum bat. I did one tournament a long time ago when I was in 8th grade, wood bat tournament, and it was a completely different ball game. It was when I was only like 110 pounds, and I could barely swing that piece of log. So I was basically late on every single fastball I saw.
Now the payoff, Mitch misses way up and in for ball four, and that'll load the bases. But, man, that sound off of a wooden bat is just absolutely fantastic. As Bijan Bynum is going to come out, and looks like he's going to take the baseball from Amari Polk after a couple of walks.
Yeah, 2 walks in a row for Polk. It's not his night.
And looks like he's also dealt with a little bit of velocity issues, too. It's kind of fallen off, and Bynum hasn't quite taken the baseball from him yet. A meeting's still going on with the whole infield in. Might be talking things over. Dylan Green due up. And now the baseball gets taken from Polk, and it will be a new relief pitcher on for the Fairfield Indians to take things over from Amari Polk. With the bases loaded, it will be Dylan Green facing off against these Fairfield Indians and the new relief pitcher for them when we return after this message from Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing wants to keep your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today. Dylan Green facing off against the Fairfield Indians with the bases loaded and nobody out here in the bottom of the third when we return after this.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Joey Graziano is on in relief of Amari Polk for these Fairfield Indians, facing off against Dylan Green with the bases loaded and nobody out. All three runners aboard are Amari Polk's responsibility. Dylan Green reached on that E5 his last time up. That ball hit on the infield to the diving third baseman, Jaden Hunter, was not able to be picked at first base. He now concludes his warm-up tosses, and everyone makes their way back to their respective spaces and places. The corner's playing in on the grass. Joey Graziano out of Solano Community College, back in Fairfield, California. Actually a rival of Napa Valley College, which is where Amari Polk is going. 5-0 ball game here in the bottom of the third. Dylan Green has a chance to bust this game even further open as he watches a breaking ball catch the outside corner. A call to strike one. Some jawing from the fans here at Tiger Field as they've started to get a little bit more into this ball game. The Indians looking for two on the infield. Another breaking ball on the inside corner at the knees. A called strike two. That strike zone expanding a little bit.
Graziano, got to say thank you for that strike call there. It's a good feeling coming into a ball game, you know, with two strikes on two pitches.
The 0-2 from Gaziano out of the stretch. Spikes it in there. Bounced it off the dirt.
Trying it again. That ball thrown maybe 55 feet.
Now one ball and two strikes as Graziano is going to get a new baseball. Maybe it slipped a little bit. Benefit of the doubt there for the righty. Standing at about 6'3", working from the first base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch with the runners on first. Again, the corners, even with the bags, just on the rim of that infield grass. Here's the 1-2 from Graziano as he comes set off that first base side. The 1-2 is a breaking ball way off the plate. Keeping up the count at two balls and two strikes. The catcher, Aaron Strong, gliding to his right to corral that baseball.
Four breaking balls in a row. What do you think this next pitch is going to be, Jacob?
I think I'm going to go heater up.
All right.
Just to throw everyone off.
I'm going to go breaking ball again.
Breaking ball in the dirt. Probably get Green to chase. The 2-2.
You're right. Got the fastball, but away.
Not way away. Couldn't get Green to chase. So the count fills at three balls and two strikes. The last thing you want to do here is ground out or strike out. You want some sort of a productive out. Here's the payoff pitch. In the dirt, and Green will work the free pass. That'll move a runner in, and everybody moves up 90 feet via the free pass, something that the Colt 45s have taken advantage of all summer long. They love using that free pass to their advantage as Ray McMillan comes to the plate now. For the third walk in the inning.
Now batting. Catcher number 31, Ray McMillan.
McMillan looking to do damage. Bases loaded, no outs. Colt 45s have another big opportunity to expand their lead. That pitch is going to be outside on the breaking ball.
Now 1-0 count on the right hand hitting McMillan. We've got the start Thursday against the Fairfield Indians. Wide open stance for the right hand hitter. 1-0 misses low and away for ball two.
Fastball down. And after a strong beginning of the inning for Graziano, struggling to find the strike zone with both his fastball and off-speed pitch.
McMillan batting 235 on the year. He does have a couple of home runs. It's a 2-0 on the inside corner. Are called strike one.
There's that breaking ball there.
Two balls and one strike with the bases loaded and still nobody out in this 6-0 ball game as this pitch misses away to move the count to three balls and one strike. And for the Fairfield Indians here, they just want to get an out in the inning and try and slow down this Colt 45 offense, but some command issues after three straight walks have been issued from Fairfield Indians pitching. Now the 3-1 with the corners playing in on the rim of the infield grass and the bases loaded. The 3-1 misses away again, and McMillan will work a walk. That'll move everybody up 90 feet again. Back-to-back walks from Joey Graziano. After the back-to-back walks from Amari Polk, the bases stay loaded for Tyler Zanizer as another run comes in to score.
Just another uncompetitive pitch there. Easy layoff for McMillan.
I mean, yeah, just not even close. It was low and away.
If I'm Zanizer, I'm just going to be looking for a cookie up there, not even swinging until I see something right down the middle.
Courtesy runner Adam Reyes comes into the game for Rain McMillan. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand hitting Zanizer. There's a breaking ball on the inner half called strike one. Another breaking ball from Graziano. Now, this is another thing with it being a college summer league. Again, there's no playoffs or anything, no trophy they're playing for. It's just to get prepared for university and college ball. The 0-1 swing and a miss from Zanizer, who goes down. Looks like he almost tried to hold up and mid-hesitation tried to go around with the swing, ended up just taking a stumble. Now he's in an 0-2 hole. Getting the fastball blown by him. With it being a warm-up league, essentially, where just trying to stay in shape and get reps in, the 0-2 misses high. One ball and two strikes on the righty Zanizer.
Yeah, summer collegiate baseball is a great time to get some innings in for your pitcher. you know, get some work in if you're a fielder, and it's just a fun experience. Now, I got to play some last year down in Palm Springs. Just great culture you get with the guys from all over the country. That ball spiked again 55 feet.
Great block by Aaron Strong, the catcher, on the breaking ball. Pounded it back into the dirt. The count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes, and especially for here, it seems to be a lot of pitchers working on certain pitches or certain approaches facing different batters. And Andrew Mora, one of the hitters for the Colt 45s, seems like he's been working on this breaking ball misses way upstairs again for ball three. He's worked on not striking out as much and taking more pitches, making the pitcher work. That's why he leads the team in walks with, I believe, 31 on the year now after last night.
Yeah, I mean, summer ball is especially a great time to work on the mental aspect of the game. But there's really no pressure, you know, from your coaches in college, and there he takes a walk. Good at bat there, Danizer.
Another free pass issued that moves everyone up 90 feet yet again for the top of the order in Trajan Rogalski. And those two runs that have come in to score charge to Omari Polk. So he ends the night with 7 runs, 4 hits, and 2-plus innings. He walked 3 and struck out 1 as the catcher Aaron Strong will jog out to the mound and have a little chat with Joey Graziano. Talk things over. Nobody out, the bases loaded still here in this bottom of the third inning. It's an 8-0 ball game. The Colt 45s are pulling it on after 5 straight walks after the leadoff double from Tom DeCotton.
Graziano just struggling here. His catcher just going in telling him, hey, just throw some strikes here. Your defense is behind you. We'll make some plays. Just throw it somewhere in the zone and you'll be all right.
Yeah, what are those meetings on the mound like? Cole, you're a starting pitcher. As this pitch misses wide of the plate, it's going to go all the way to the backstop, and coming in to score on the wild pitch is Tim Green. Adam Rain, courtesy runner for Rain McMillan, moves up along with Tyler Zanheiser, and now runners at second and third. It's 9-3.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the times your catcher's just going in there just to calm you down, give you a little mental breather, physical breather, and I mean, a lot of times you're not throwing strikes, it's just going to be like, hey, just put it in the zone and let your defense work, you know. Especially as a left-handed pitcher like myself, that's all you can really do. I mean, I did best as a ground ball pitcher with my curveball. And so I believe that's what the catcher is telling him right now. So that ball is high for ball one to Rachowski.
It's a 9-0 ball game now after that run came in to score. Rogalski with the wide-open stance takes off the plate. Not sure where that pitch missed.
It's like just wide.
I'm surprised the umpire is calling those pitches that close. Here's the 3-0 on the inside corner. Makes count 3 balls and 1 strike. Just with the game now coming to a slow stroll after the cluster of walks. And now 9-0. Here's the 3-1. Hit in the air towards center. Blackney moving in. Should be playable for him towards shallow left center. We'll squeeze it. Tagging on the play is Reyes. The throw comes in. Not in time. Reyes will tag up, and getting the sacrifice fly is Trajan Rogalski. That is out number one. But Adam Reyes coming in to score puts the Colt 45s up by double digits. It will be Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate with one out and the runner on second base. That's Tyler Zanheiser.
And that's all you can ask for. Just an out, a productive out there, scoring your runner. Ball just far enough for the runner to score.
Now Mark Anthony Carroll with the runner at second and one out as Graziano comes set. This one's grounded toward the first baseman, who will gobble it up and take it himself for out number two, the 3 unassisted. Great play by the first baseman, Dwyer. Two outs now.
And get Murr up to bat. Slide out to right field in the last inning.
And yeah, more or less, and they hit that one on the screws, but just a little bit under it. And he has a chance to
do something fun here and just hit one over the wall if you can get a hold of one. Huge cut there. Chase the breaking ball down for strike one. The ninth batter of the inning for the Colt 45s. That also, that ground out moves Zanizer over to third, so he's now 90 feet away. As this one misses low, blocked by Aaron Strong yet again. He's been busy back there tonight. There's some command issues from both pitchers for the Fairfield Indians. A 1-1 count on the left end hitting Mora.
Once again, we're going to see some movement in the bullpen for the Indians.
The 1-1 just got a piece of it. Stays foul for strike two. Bounced it at the plate. A lot of backspin on it.
Yeah, that's one of the things I miss about writing. It's just these beautiful sunsets. The sky's out here during dusk. You just got to love it. As an outfielder, not so much. It turns to dusk time when you get those pop-ups.
The 1-2 chopped to the plate. It goes foul at the third base side, and the count holds at 1-2. We've had some amazing sunsets out here at Tagger Field, and actually just in Reading in general. There was about a week ago some thunder and lightning as the sun was setting, which made for a pretty cool scene with the amount of cloud cover we had.
Is it one of those hot rain showers almost?
Oh, yeah, some East Coast storm type of thing right there. Is a fun thing to experience. Not something we get a lot in California, especially Northern California. But these sunsets are unreal out here at Tagger Field with the lights, and just it's hard not to be romantic about baseball. What can I say? Here's the 1-2 to the left hand hitting Mora. This is upstairs. Move the count to 2-2. The clouds around us turning a little bluish purple hue. Now the 2-2. Waved at by Moore in the dirt. He chases it away. And the side is finally retired after the strikeout on Andrew Mora. It's 10-0 through 3 from Tagger Field as we head to the top of the fourth inning.
Hunter Roofing, keep your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing bring quality to every job.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45's. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Reading, California. Top of the fourth inning, Trey Bennett working with a 10-run lead now after the Colt 45s pulled 5 on in the bottom of the third on the final game of the season for the Colt 45s. It's going to be a pinch hitter for Adrian Roa, number 33 for the Fairfield Indians, Jake Rogers. Face off against Trey Bennett in that DH spot. You're in the top of the fourth inning.
Bennett back out here for his fourth inning of work. The Southpaw dominating the Indians so far.
Jake Rogers last night pinch hit for Joey Mason. Had a walk and a strikeout swinging as he takes a first pitch ball from Trey Bennett. Now the lefty winds and deals. Misses high again for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with nobody out here in this top of the fourth inning. Rogers, Cueva, and Blackney do up. And now missing again for ball three is Bennett. This is low and in.
Try to get that curveball in there on the backside of his knee. Bennett working at a good pace this game as well.
Now 3-1. Bounces back with a fastball right down Broadway. Green one. Bennett peering over his glove. Now winds and deals, working quickly. Fastball just a bit high for ball four.
Just working just a little too fast. He needs to give his arm a little more time to get over the top. It's all his misses. Missing high at the start of this inning.
Now, Marcellus Cueva to the plate. Cueva last night grounded out. Popped out and grounded out again, but had a couple of singles to go along with that. He was 2-for-5. Showing bunt and fouls it back to the screen for strike one. And if you're the Fairfield Indians here, you have plenty of baseball left to work with, but you're playing a little small ball.
Trying to get anything going against Bennett here.
And again, Bennett is a pitcher. I mentioned it in the pregame show. He's got a max of 5 innings. But he's done it 4 times this season out of his 6 starts. Now the 0-1 to the right end hitting Cueva with the open stance as a line shot just foul down the right field side. Out of play.
Good swing by Cueva there. Just late on the fastball. Just as a Simpson alumni, I'm getting excited to see Bennett out here just completely dominating. The southpaw is going to be great to see in the Red Hawk colors coming in the fall.
Yeah, you'll have to come up and call a game with me in the come springtime. Here's the 0-2 as McMillan sets up in. This one's popped up back toward the crowd behind home plate. And right back where the radar guns are from the pitchers with the night off. For strike two, Cueva staying alive by about a foot and a half because McMillan was giving chase on that foul ball. The count remains no balls and 2 strikes. Taking his lead from first is Rogers being held on by Andrew Mora. Bennett comes set, working from the first base side. Now the 0-2 with nobody out as he checks the runner. Rogers at first, now kicks and deals out of the stretch, off the plate outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Most of these misses Bennett has had this inning have either been high or a little outside, showing possibly a little fatigue with his arm. We're leaving your balls off arm side.
The 1-2, the breaking ball fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
Sometimes that's all it takes, getting a little breaking ball in there, make the adjustment for your arm slot.
1 ball and 2 strikes as the home plate umpire gets a new set of pearls. He settles back in behind the plate. Monty Blackney in the on-deck circle. He's also due up this inning. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The Colt 45s looking for the twin killing on the infield. Huge gap on that left side as well as the right side between the fielders. Now the 1-2 from Bennett. Swing! And a miss. Got Cueva to chase the off-speed out of the zone. For out number one.
It's been his best pitch that he has. It's a complete banger. 12-6. And just nothing Cueva can do there. And these Indians are not able to see this curveball tonight.
Just absolutely filthy. And got Cueva to chase it out of the zone. Now Kamani Blackney to the plate. Who lined out to the second baseman Green. Back in the second inning. Green giving chase to that baseball in shallow right field. Made a fantastic play. right in hitting Kamani Blackney, standing about 6'4". And watches this ball miss outside for ball one. Now the 1-0 from Bennett out of the stretch with the runner on first. Kicks and deals. This is low in the dirt, blocked by McMillan. It's ball two.
Gotta love a catcher that gets his work in back there.
Some activity up in the bullpen for the Colt 45s as well.
It's looking like this might be Bennett's last inning. He can't get out of this quickly. It's a DP here.
Here's the 2-0 from the southpaw. It's popped foul toward the parking lot out of play. Two balls and one strike. Monty Blackney now walks back into the box. Bennett gets a new baseball and rubs it up, climbs back up the hill. Checks the runner at first. That's Rogers being held on by Mora. From the first base side of the rubber, out of the stretch, Bennett checks the runner, now kicks and deals the 2-1 off the plate outside. 3-1 now to the right-hand hitting Blackney, who has some great power.
Speaking of the name Rogers, if you're a Giants fan, devastating to see Tyler Rogers get traded to the New York Mets. The Giants just absolutely fell apart after the first half of the season.
Now the 3-1, fouled back toward the parking lot again for strike two. Yeah, both of our teams, the A's and the Giants, letting go of a handful of bullpen arms. But also, I think the biggest loss for the Giants was Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, man. Fan favorite Mike Yastrzemski. Really hasn't done anything the past few games. First at bat with the Royals, and he hits a two-run shot to say hello to the fans in Kansas City and just breaking the hearts of Giants fans across the country.
I know the feeling as an A's fan. Now the payoff pitch in the dirt, and Blackney works a walk. I'll move everybody up 90 feet.
Showing some fatigue here. Looks like coach is going to come out here.
Bob Anderson making his way out. He's going to go to the pen. And for Trey Bennett, that's the way his season will end. He goes 3 1/3. And is responsible for those runners on first and second. After he issues a couple of walks, be a new pitcher on in relief to face off against Cooper Dwyer and these Fairfield Indians. Trey Bennett's night is done after he goes 3 1/3. Looks like it'll be Colt Sewell on in relief as Trey Bennett gets some applause as he walks off the mound. The next time he pitches will be here in Redding, California, at Simpson University, and we're looking forward to it, as I believe it will be Colton Sewell taking on Cooper Dwyer. We return after this message. The Fairfield Indians threatening here with one out and runners at first and second. They're down 10 here in this top of the fourth inning.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today. This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected.
From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Colton Sewell out of Bandon, Oregon, on in relief. He's 2-0 with a 5.17 ERA. He does have a save in 24 and a third innings under his belt. Struck out 30 and walked 18. First pitch swinging to Cooper Dwyer. He's grounded toward Moore at first, who will handle it himself. Three unassisted will move the runners aboard to second and third. Sir, I believe that was a broken bat ground out. A hard crack.
Hard crack. Cueing the ball to the first baseman. One pitch, one out. Great start for Sewell so far.
And Colton Sewell bending at the belt. Here's in at McMillan. Working from the first base side of the rubber. The righty kicks and deals. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. Called strike one to Jaden Hunter, who lined out to left field his last time up.
Sewell, another big man, standing at 6'2", 220, coming out of Feather River College.
Now the 0-1 misses wide. 0 to be 6 feet tall.
One could wonder what that life is like.
I just like to think I would have gone D1. That's all I'm saying. One ball and one strike as Sewell bends at the belt. Now comes set. Glove up by his head. The 1-1 as he kicks and deals. Just a bit high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. With two outs now. Fairfield Indians threatening to get on the board. Those runners at second base are Trey Bennett's responsibility. Colton Sewell trying to play janitor and clean up this mess. With runners at second and third, the 2-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Hunter. Check swing on the inside corner. He went around. Two balls and two strikes.
Yes, he did. Too good to hold up on. Sewell with an interesting arm slot. Whippy kind of arm. And that ball just looks like it comes out faster than it might actually be coming out.
Yeah, just a funky delivery. An unconventional delivery is what Ken Korak would call that. The 2-2. Swing and miss, getting out of jam via the strikeout is Colton Sewell. And the side is retired. Sewell comes in and gets the Fairfield Indians to strand both runners aboard. The Fairfield Indians threaten, but they do not score. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's 10-0 through 3.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing, who is stepping up to the plate to sponsor your Redding Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. They have you covered. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hi,
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
To Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Joey Graziano on for his first full inning of work. It's a ground ball from Dominic DeCagno. Bobble and flips to first is not in time. DeCagno with the hustle will be safe at first. Coming off the mound to retrieve that baseball was Graziano, and slipping in the grass, bobbled it momentarily, tried to recover and make a flip play to first, but it was not in time. DeCagno with the hard 90. He'll be safe at first.
Tough sight to see if you're a pitcher there. You know, you don't get those ground balls all the time, and when you do, your heart starts pounding real hard sometimes, not wanting to make a mistake. And there, Graziano, slipping on the grass. I've had that happen a couple times in my career. Not fun.
And cleats only do so much in that case, as Handy takes fastball in the outside corner for a called strike one, with Homer trying to get the wave going out here at Tiger Field. The wave, fun fact, talked about this with Spencer a couple of weeks ago, invented at the Coliseum by Crazy George. Pickoff attempt to first is not in time. DeCagno diving back is in there safely.
They're discussing if that was a balk or not. Kind of looked like Graziano slipped and then pump faked it and ended up throwing it to first base.
And I believe
they're discussing it right now.
Yeah, just a little bit of a peeling going on between the Blues crew out there. Now Bob Anderson out to protest. As again, Homer just working the crowd here at Tiger Field. The wave in the seating, the bleacher seating from the first baseline all the way around to the third base side. Great job by Homer to get the crowd back into it.
I think the umpire explaining that Graziano stepped off of the rubber when he kind of slipped off and pump faked it the first, so it wouldn't be a balk when you end up throwing it.
Which I believe is the right call, especially in a 10-0 ball game with balks being as circumstantial as they are. Just kind of give the free pass to Graziano. Here's the 1-0 to the right-hand hitting Handy. Is a line shot down the left field line.
Mike Smith, the round.
Not in time. Third base with a stand-up triple is John Handy. Now the catcher upset with the home plate umpire, saying the throw not only beat him there, but the tag was applied in time, as he slams the ball into the pitcher's glove in frustration. He had a few words to exchange with the home plate umpire. Now, Rajon Bynum, the manager for the Fairfield Indians, out to talk with the home plate umpire. It's 11-0 now after the triple from John Handy.
Great piece of hitting by Handy, just ripping that ball down the left field line. Colt 45 are now up 11-0. The start of the fifth inning.
Just a very loud offensive night for the Colt 45s. Mondohano to the plate now, who's walked and hit a grand slam tonight.
Through the Indians, this is not the man you want up right now. Momentum, once again, heating up for the Colt 45.
Now Bynum, the manager for the Indians, makes his way back to the dugout. 11-0 for the right-hand hitting Mondohano to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Fun fact, too, San Francisco Giants, they condemn the wave, actually, at Oracle Park. Because the Dodgers do it as well, and so that's just some type of thing. I don't know where it rains from, but if you're a Giants fan, you don't do it. And if you do it, people get real upset at you.
Mondohano takes that breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike one. That's something I did not know. The 0-1 breaking ball line shot into center field for a base hit. Handy will trot in to score.
And Mondo Hano has himself in another RBI. That's his fifth of the night.
2 hits on the night for Mondo Hano. He keeps his bat hot.
Now Dylan Green to the plate. He's reached on an error and walked tonight. That is actually something very fascinating I didn't know. Simply because the Dodgers do it. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, I mean, I believe that's the reason why. I just know that you don't do it at Giant Stadium. That's interesting, too. I didn't know the A's originated the wave.
Yeah, Crazy George. Basically, him and Banjo Man, two of the leading in-crowd orchestrators, if you will, at the Coliseum. And Crazy George actually used to stand in cutoff jeans and an A's t-shirt beating a little handheld snare drum and getting the wave going. Actually met Crazy George back in, oh gosh, had to be 2014, 2015. An old dude, and he looks crazy. There's a reason they call him Crazy George. Crazy spelled with a K, by the way.
Interesting, okay. Like a K, like a strikeout.
Exactly, yeah.
And are we talking about the Banjo Man, like as in the San Francisco 49ers Banjo Man too?
Yeah, Oakland A's, wow. 49ers, I believe the Sharks too, and the Giants.
Wow.
Could be wrong.
Banjo Man's been around forever. I got to see him up close one time a couple years ago. I was going to take a photo with him, but it looked like he was charging people, so I decided I'll just see him from afar. Real cool 49ers fan, legendary.
This breaking ball misses up and into Green. Yeah, Banjo Man, a Bay Area legend, along with, I mean, Crazy George also, Warriors games at Oracle, and then Sharks games at the Shark Tank. And then also, I believe he was different colleges around the area, San Jose State, Cal Berkeley. This pitch misses low for ball two. Very similar to, yeah, very similar to Banjo Man. Just
What's the crazy, what's his name? Crazy George?
Crazy George.
I don't think I've ever heard of Crazy George. Wow.
That's a Googleable guy right there for all you baseball fanatics tuning in. This pitch bounces in there for ball three. Actually have his autograph, I believe, on a baseball or something. But he looks a little crazy, but he used to stand on the slanted dugouts at the Coliseum, which, for all you math majors out there, it's about a 45-degree angle. So there's not a lot of surface area to stand on. That's quite impressive as it is. But you get the wave going around the bowl-like Coliseum. This one's lined to the left into a dump. It is Smith and takes it off the grass. Bo Smith with a fantastic play for out number one. Just right off the grass. A great play coming in on the sinking line drive. Went into a nice little slide as well.
There, Graziano finally getting the ball in the strike zone, letting his defense work.
You're in this 12-0 ball game. It's now Rain McMillan to the plate. And that's what you got to do. Trust your defense. Here's the pitch from the righty Graziano. Misses up and away. Back pick down to first. Not in time. Strong throw from the catcher. Strong. Say that 10 times fast, but not in time. Yeah. Those slanted dugouts with the Coliseum, but getting the wave to go around that bowl-like stadium is just impressive in and of itself. And he was actually at the final game at the Coliseum. Here's the breaking ball, swing and a miss from McMillan to even up the count at 1-1. Went fishing for that breaking ball and came up empty.
McMillan walked his last time at bat in the third inning, walking in a runner against Graziano.
Now McMillan takes another ball in the dirt.
2-1 count for McMillan.
The
sky is completely dark now. All the lights are out. It is a complete night game now for the final game of the season.
McMillan takes on the outside corner at the knee, even up the count at 2-2.
A photo of Crazy George. Thank you, Jacob, for letting me see what this man looks like. Oh, wow. He's got the George Washington haircut.
This 2-2 misses low and away for ball three.
The high socks and the short jorts. And this man, that's great to see.
That screams 80s.
Been in Sacramento recently? Oh, absolutely.
No, he didn't travel up to Sacramento. Something about
Coliseum, the payoff pitch is a breaking ball slapped the other way into right field for a base hit. McMillan with his first hit of the night. Getting on base last at bat, back in the third via the walk. That moves Mondujano up to second base. Adam Reyes will come out to be a courtesy runner, and Tyler Zanizer to the plate now. Didn't make his way out to Sacramento, but he was at the last A's game back on September 26th of last year, of course. The final game of the Coliseum, he was cheering up in a suite, and he did have his little snare drum with him, which is pretty fun. He did actually get Let's Go Oakland chants going before first pitch. I actually have a video of it. But pretty fun time.
You know, I haven't seen the banjo man at Niner games recently in years. But didn't see him a couple years ago. I don't know if he's still around or so much. That's something I've always wondered. Like diehard fans like the banjo man, I wonder if 49ers gift them like season tickets for life, you know.
That would be pretty cool. I gotta take up learning the banjo so I can get into Niner games for free.
Yeah.
Here's the first pitch to Zanizer. It's hit on the line shot towards the left fielder. Smith into a dive. Pass him and all the way to the wall. Mondujano around third base right behind him. Zanizer digging for two. He'll hold at second base as Reyes will come in to score. It's a two-run double for Tyler Zanizer. And the Colt 45 is now up by 14.
And that was just a mistake out there by Carroll in left field, diving for the ball. That ball landed 2 feet in front of him, getting past him and allowing two runs to score.
I mean, it looked like me playing the show out there, just diving for the baseball, trying to get in front of it and just put your body on the line. But for Smith,
the left trigger.
Yeah, just accidentally pressing buttons out there.
That's just something you don't want to see. Already down 12-0. Well, you just want to keep in front of you. Just don't want to let more damage happen.
And now Prajan Bynum is going to come out and pull Mr. Joey Graziano from the game. It'll be the end of his night here in this 14-0 ball game. Here in the bottom of the fourth, with the runner at second base, Zanizer, it's going to be Rogowski due up against a new relief pitcher for these Fairfield Indians. And to allow pitcher to warm up for the Fairfield Indians, we're going to cut to break. It's 14-0, breaking the action, a pitching change. Rogowski facing off against the new reliever for the Fairfield Indians when we return after this message from Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, there you visit.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Breen, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Friday, Saturday night edition of Cole 45's Baseball. The new pitcher on in relief here in this bottom of the fourth inning, Kyle Kowalski, facing off against Trajan Rogalski here with the top of the order.
Can't get a better last name than Kowalski, named after one of the Penguins from Madagascar. Kowalski analysis.
We'll see what he can analyze here and see if he can get out of the jam with the runner at second base. Trajan Rogalski. Some smoke over Tiger Field, which is something we saw about 3 weeks ago, but now from the Tiger Field grill back behind us, somebody's burning those burgers a little bit.
It smells great, though. Love the smells of the ballpark.
Huge cut and miss from Trajan Rogalski for strike one. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM. We're online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball from Tiger Field, where the lights have taken full effect as this one's lying down the first base side and past a diving wire. Coming in to score is Zanizer and easily save at first is Rogalski after he hit that one on the screws. And the line keeps moving for the Colt 45's as they now add on to the lead. They're up by 15.
Rogalski shooting that to the right side of the field. The Colt 45's offense is just on fire tonight. 15-0 in the fifth inning. In their final game of the season, starting off the game, was the grand slam by Manduhano. And the Colt 45's just didn't stop after that.
And this one's laced into the parking lot for strike one. Mark Anthony Carroll.
That bell pulled by Kate Marks.
Carroll, right in hitter, Rogalski on first being held on as this one comes up and in on Carroll, leans out of the way, all on the matrix. Count evens up at one apiece.
Yeah, that's why I was glad I was a pitcher. Those balls coming out your head, man, it's a scary scene.
Yeah, instead you're throwing those peas as they come up toward your eyes. Here's the 1-1, a line shot through up the middle for a base hit. A wide turn at second, but Rogalski will hold at second base after Carroll hits a single. And now the ninth batter of the inning up to the plate. It's Andrew Mora, who has struck out, flown out, and single tonight. He's hit in all four innings now for the Colt 45s.
Big lefty looking to score some more runs for the Colt 45s this inning.
Now the infield shifts the pole. The outfield playing straight up for the left-hand hitting Mora. He's got 38 RBIs on the year. He has a chance to get 40 right here. Here's the first pitch from the right-hander Kowalski working from the first base side. This one misses way away the ball one. One ball and no strikes on Mora. Yeah, those burgers do smell good. I had one before the pregame show. Here's a 1-0. This is wide for ball two.
I was watching you scarf down that double-double, dude.
Those
I don't
things have,
for myself.
They have Wagyu beef in them, and I tell you, that is the best burger I've ever had. Best burger in Redding, and tonight's the last night you can get it. Here's the 2-0 from Kowalski. Misses wide for ball three.
We're back in the day as a freshman here at Tiger Field. Didn't have the grill cooking for us. All we had were Smucker's sandwiches and grandma's cookies. Let me tell you, I'd eat at least six of those grandma's cookies every weekend at a home game. And I still didn't gain 15 pounds, my freshman 15. So I don't know what was going on there.
That's pretty impressive. Just like that four-pitch walk by Andrew Mora.
There. Yeah, instead I lost 15 pounds, so I don't know what was going on. But...
Well, as someone who did put on the freshman 15, that is very impressive.
Blessing and a curse.
Now,
DeCagno's up to bat.
DeCagno, who's singled and doubled tonight, he's also reached on an error. He hit for the cycle back on July 3rd. So he watches the first pitch. Catch the bottom of the zone for a called strike one.
the 10th batter of the inning. And unfortunately now, the burgers at the Tiger Field Grill are actually out. So no more burgers on the year. Here's the 0-1. Misses wide to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Here in this bottom of the fourth inning of a 15-0 ball game. Are those Uncrustables and Grandma's Cookies? That is the Bass Fisherman diet as well. That and beef jerky. Here's the 1-1. Catches the bottom of the zone on the outside corner right at the knee. There's that strike zone expanding just a little bit as this game's started to come to a very slow pace.
The unfortunate thing about those Smucker sandwiches is I hate jelly, so I wouldn't eat a single one. My diet literally consisted of Grandma's Cookies. That
1-2 grounded up the middle. Cueva will take it to second base himself. Throw off one leg to first. Not in time. DeCano easily beating it out on the fielder's choice. And the run will come in to score.
Just consisted of those cookies for 8 hours if I didn't go to the Safeway across the street and get a breakfast burrito during BP.
Which, as a PO,
it happened a lot, especially as a freshman. You know, we were called to go behind the field, actually, and fish for those foul balls, or home run balls, actually, during BP. While we were at it, get some burritos for some of the veteran players, some of the seniors and juniors back in the day. Good memories.
This one's popped up out of play toward the parking lot for strike one on John Handy, who has singled, tripled, and walked tonight. Very much like a major league pecking order right there. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah, we get those orders all the time. Shout out Kevin Stapleton again, doing those runs with him. Ethan Padilla, who runs his own barber business now. Kobe Perez Aguilar.
Now married. He's hitched. Married. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Yeah. 1-1 with two outs and runners at the corners. On the outside corner to Handy. One ball and two strikes.
Sharp breaking ball in there for the strike.
Handy waving the wood deep in the box and even stands for the right-hand hitter. Strong sets up and in. The 1-2 popped up back behind the plate. Strong giving chase toward the Indians on deck circle up against the netting, running out of room as it floats over the crowd. And Handy staying alive just barely.
That ball almost making its way back into the field. Sometimes those are the hardest balls to read. The ball's straight up in the air.
And all that spin. So I'm glad I played third base. You didn't really see any straight up in the air. There was one time I was met face to face with a chain link fence back towards left field giving chase like Willie Mays over the shoulder. Oh my goodness, those things hurt. 1-2 misses upstairs.
I had my fair share of those back in the day when I was a fielder playing first base. I just wanted to get every single ball I could. Unfortunately, I didn't have great field awareness at the time. During a summer ball game, running for a ball, it was probably around like 100 feet outside of the ballpark, landing my stomach right into a chain fence. Yeah, not fun.
The 2-2 misses wide for ball three. Yeah, when you're just looking up and staring at the ball, trying to chase it down, you just completely forget that there's fencing. And yeah, those chain link fences don't look like they hurt to run into, but they, even though they give a little, it really does hurt. Here's the payoff pitch with two outs. Freezes Handy, catches the top of the zone. And the side is finally retired after the Colt 45s send 11 to the plate. We're through four here at Tiger Field. It's 15-0, 16-0. The Colt 45s on top as we head to the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing wants to keep your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate.
As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Jacob Green joined here by Cole McMahon. Tyler Shepard on in relief for this top of the fifth inning, taking over for Colton Sewell. Tyler Shepard out of Kansas Wesleyan, standing at 6'205", left out of Chico, California. The face-off against these Fairfield Indians on a very heavy offensive night for the Colt 45s. They're pouring it on. They're up by a score of 16-0. Strong, Smith, and Boatman do up for the Fairfield Indians. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Strong from the southpaw. Working out of the windup. On the inside corner, right at the knees, a called strike one.
Strong has had a solid day behind the dish today. Making some good blocks for his pitchers.
Now the 0-1 misses upstairs. Keeping up the count at 1-1. Shepard rocking the Black Sox up to the knee. And for Strong, as you said, it's a solid night behind the plate. He's had a busy night as well with multiple arms. The 1-1, check swing, doesn't matter, outside corner at the knee, called strike two. One ball and two strikes, the right-hand hitting Strong, who struck out looking back in the third. He's 0-1. Shepard comes set, kicks and deals the 1-2. In the dirt, smothered by Brandon Zanny now in the game, back behind the plate for Rain McMillan.
Brandon Zanny, Simpson University catcher and second baseman.
And third base.
And third base, thank you. Great guy, great player.
So 2-2, misses upstairs. That'll fill the count. A fellow Red Hawk, along with me and Cole up here in the booth. Shepard is 5-1 on the year with a 5.46 ERA and 5 starts and 5 appearances. The payoff pitch in the dirt for ball 4. Strong works himself a free pass.
You ever wonder what Brandon Zanny looks like? His celebrity comparison has to be Jimmy Garoppolo. First thing I thought of when I saw him the first time he came to Simpson.
As a Niner fan, I don't even want to hear the name Garoppolo. Just a lot of bad memories. And that's coming from an Oakland A's fan who's suffered a fair amount of playoff losses as well.
You know, I just try to focus on the good memories with Jimmy G. Obviously, 49ers fans, blessed to have Brock Purdy out as our QB1 now. Jimmy G out there as the backup for the Los Angeles Rams.
The Los Angeles Lambs, as the Niner faithful called him. Shepard kicks and deals at the right end. Hitting Smith misses upstairs for ball one. That loss for Tyler Shepard was against the California Tigers in a game that the Colt 45s would rather forget. He went 2 innings and gave up 6 runs. That was in a 19-2 loss. By far the worst loss the Colt 45s have faced all season, as this pitch misses for ball two. And now here the Colt 45s giving the Fairfield Indians a taste of what they dealt with earlier on the season. Here's the 2-0 as Annie sets up low and in. That one right through the heart. And then the count's 2 balls and 1 strike.
Almost had to do a double take at the beginning of this inning. Shepard, number 44, left-handed pitcher. I thought it was my former teammate, Chad Horton, out of Menifee, California. Shout out to Fee. And he won Freshman of the Year, absolutely dominated the Cal Pack. And he had a wonky windup, wonky release. He had that Kershaw stretch out of the, when he went into the stretch, put his arms up in the air, come back down. And his changeup was just absolutely nasty as Shepard Box here.
Slipped off the rubber. That takes away the double play for the Colt 45, so they'll shift the infield. Just lost his footing on that back foot as he went into the delivery out of the stretch with the runner on. And, yeah, when you said Chad Horton, it instantly made me think of Clayton Kershaw, a very Kershaw-like delivery. Not completely the same, but...
But you definitely could tell he styled himself off of him.
I was going to say definitely mimicked, and in that sense, the purest form of flattery. Here's the 2-2. Misses upstairs for ball three, and another full count.
Shepard and Horton, very similar builds, and just from over here, really looks like him from the hair and the face almost. But Horton, after his freshman season,
this is a little flare toward the right fielder. Squeeze.
Oh. 16 runs, but still gives all the effort in the world, making a great play.
I believe that might actually be... Not sure who that is out in right field. It doesn't look like DeCanio. DeCanio has those trademark socks up high.
You're right.
Not sure who it is. We did not get word on the defense replacement. Bob Anderson's going to come out and talk with somebody. Not sure who it is. He's trotting out to have a little chat with the right fielder. He yells to him. Now some applause granted from Tyler Shepard to the right fielder, and that was a game-saving play, and hopefully we can explain why later. What a fantastic play by the right fielder for the Colt 45s. Might be Adam Reyes out there in right field, but I could be wrong.
Get the binoculars out here. As I was saying, Chad Horton went back to his hometown to play at JUCO MSJC for his sophomore season, and he committed to a D2 in Southern California, Cal State San Bernardino, as he continues his baseball career there. New chapter for him.
Now an 0-1 count to Boatman. It's a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. And that is the first hit granted by the Colt 45s tonight.
Just great pitching by the Colt 45 all night long. Shepard gives up the first hit of the night.
And just right on the screws up the middle. It's the line shot. Still with one out. Runners at first and third now. For the top of the order in Bo Smith, the left fielder. With one out.
First hit is out of the way. I can finally give Bennett's final stat line, pitching stat line. I noticed there was no hits in the game. Didn't want to spoil it. It's 3.1 innings, no hits, 3 walks, and 7 Ks, which is just great to see out of 3 innings pitched.
Yeah, fantastic outing from him in the finale of the 2025 campaign. Here's the 0-1 from Shepard to the right-hand hitter. Bounces it in there, blocked by Zanny. He'll look both runners back as it caroms up the third baseline, and he corrals it quickly. The count moves to 1-1. With one out, I'm afraid I may have jinxed that no-hitter after saying it was a game-saving play, but...
Didn't even pick that up.
And, of course, last year, Eric Winchester, Fireball Winch, threw a no-hitter last year for the 45s. This one's hit in the air toward left, looking up his Zanizer to the track. Playable for him, settle underneath it and relay it back in, but tagging on the play is Aaron Strong's courtesy runner, Joey Mason, and a sacrifice fly for Bo Smith, will scratch across the run for the Fairfield Indians.
First run for the Indians tonight. After five innings.
And the second out of the inning. Jake Rogers will step up to the plate. He walked his last time up. Shepard peers in and comes set. Runner at first being held on by Mora. Breaking ball. The inside corner called strike one.
Eric Winchester. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Ethan Boatman over there at first after the single a couple batters ago.
Third base coach for the Colt 45, former Simpson pitcher and ace. Harbaugh Winch, I believe, had the record for most strikeouts in Simpson University history. Absolutely dominated out there every single time he went out. He also makes some fire sandwiches at, what's it called, the $5 sandwich place, the grocery store up here. Shoot. Sprouts.
Oh,
Sprouts.
Sprouts, yeah.
I haven't been up here in so long, can't even remember the name. But yeah, I don't know if he works there anymore.
Now the 0-2 is fouled back out of play.
Go for one of those sandwiches, though.
That does sound good. That one absolutely hammers a car. No ball, one ball and two strikes. And yeah, Eric Winchester, that no-hitter last year, and he was the ace of this staff as well, following his senior season with Simpson University, where he did set that strikeout record. I believe it was season strikeouts as well as career. Could be wrong about that. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Shepard. This one's hit in the air toward right. Giving chase is the right fielder for the 45. It's playable for him, and he will squeeze it for out number three. And the side is retired. The Fairfield Indians scratch one across. It's 16-1. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After four and a half, it's the Colt 45's 16. Fairfield Indians won. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. From storm repairs to replacements, Hunter Roofing has you covered. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball, an offensive-heavy night here tonight in the season finale for this 2025 campaign. We're singing Sweet Caroline, which is a baseball tradition at, of course, Fenway Park out there in Boston.
Speaking of the summertime and summer flicks, if you haven't seen Fever Pitch, a great baseball rom-com, one of my favorite movies of all time, Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore, highly recommend it. Jimmy Fallon is a diehard Red Sox fan, and he struggles to balance his love for the Red Sox meet Drew Barrymore throughout the movie.
That is easily one of my favorite movies of all time. Here's the 1-0 to Mondo Hanna. It was a line shot for Wyatt Smith. Diving to third, but it's through into left field for a base hit. Mondo Hanna has absolutely terrorized this Fairfield Indian ball club.
Having himself a night. 3-for-3 with 2 singles, 1 grand slam, and a walk on the night. And we're only in the bottom of the 5th inning so far.
On what has been a very impressive offensive night. Now Ryan Hamm to the plate. The second baseman batting for Dylan Green. Pinch hitting here in this bottom of the 5th. Jimmy Fallon in that movie is every obsessed baseball fan, but also sports fan. I remember showing that to one of our college friends, Quinn, which shout out Quinn. Don't know if he's listening or not. Likely not. I believe he's actually traveling back from Tennessee currently. Here's the 1-0, but I remember with him being a huge Nashville Predators fan, now the 1-0 right to the heart to even up the count at 1-1. A Nashville Preds fan, just a completely diehard hockey fan. It's something we bonded over as our love of our respective sports teams. And I adopted him into the Oakland A's fandom, and then he kind of adopted me the Nashville Predator fandom, so they also bonded over that movie. I believe I showed it to him last summer, and that's what started that slow burn of love for Oakland A's baseball. Now 2-1 to the right-hand hitting Ryan Hamm.
Yeah, if you're a diehard fan for any team, I mean, anybody can relate to this movie. It's absolutely hilarious. One of my favorite lines in the movie, Jimmy Fallon asks his girlfriend if the outfield at Fenway Park is squishy. It's just great.
It's also just, I mean, all around a great movie, but even if you're not a big sports fan, it's still just a great rom-com. Here's the 3-1, hit in the air toward left, just yanked foul out onto the street for a long, wild strike 2 from Ryan Hamm. Still a little early on that one.
Fun fact about Fever Pitch as well is they had to actually redo the end of the movie because that was actually the year the Red Sox won the World Series and broke the curse of the Great Bambino. So it just made for an even greater end of the movie. I'm not going to spoil exactly what happens, but I mean, obviously the Red Sox win the World Series, so there's little spoilers there.
I mean, it's in the movie too, all the iconic calls and everything, but everyone knows it. Down 3-1. Rivera blows the save, Poppy's home run, Schilling's bloody sock, you know the rest. They go to New York, rally back. Now, speaking of rally back, here's the payoff pitch. It's a breaking ball just a bit high for ball 4. That puts runners at first and second after another walk is issued to the Colt 45's offense. We'll bring up Brandon Zanny, who's getting his first AV of the night.
The Zan Man had a great walk-up song last season. I forgot what it was called, but it was a banger.
I believe it was a Kendrick Lamar song.
I think it was Kendrick Lamar, and then I think it actually switched also to some song that I just remember from Just Dance. It's like some super electric pop song.
That sounds like Zanny. Here's the first pitch of the right-hand hitter in the 16-1 bottom of the 5th on the outside corner for a called strike 1. Zanny got the start last night where he grounded out and flew out twice, but also walked, and then the courtesy runner for him would later come around to score. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Kowalski, still in the game. Misses low. It's even up the count of 1-1. Kowalski took over for Graziano back in the 4th.
Some of my favorite characters from Fever Pitch is either the bald anesthesiologist.
The 1-1 is hit into center field for a base hit, and everyone will move up 90 feet.
You also got the narrator, Al Waterman, who sells sponges in that movie.
One of the most iconic narrators as the courtesy runner for Brandon Zanny will be number 29, Daniel Acedo, out of Lincoln, California and Lassen College. Yeah, Waterman, one of the best narrators as far as baseball movies go, but also he would be second only to the narrator in The Sandlot, which of course ends in an iconic way with Squints up in the booth calling the Jet stealing home. Even though the Jet played for the Dodgers, still love Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Swing and a miss from the pinch hitter for Tyler Zanizer. Number nine for the Colt 45s, Bradley Blankenship out of Lakehead, California. He fouls this one back to the screen, and that'll make the count one ball and two strikes. I believe he made that great play out there in right field, but I could be wrong. We'll see when the lineup card turns over. Who's batting for DeConya? Here's the 1-2 from the righty Kowalski off the first base side. Is chopped towards the third baseman Wyatt Smith. It's going to be the shortstop on the back end. Throws the second base for one. Relay by Cueva to first. Not in time. Blankenship able to beat it out on the fielder's choice. And Montalbano comes in to score. Erased on the play was Zanny's courtesy runner, Acedo. On the fielder's choice. Now Corey Likens to the plate. So I believe Blankenship is in right, and then Likens is in left. That shifts either DeConya to center, someone else to center. We'll see what exactly happens.
Tough part about the blowouts is all the changes in the lineup.
Especially without having a live stream going with all those graphics and everything like the big leagues have. Here's the 0-1 on the inside corner. 0-2 on Likens.
Speaking of baseball movies, what is your favorite baseball movie, Jacob?
Oh, man. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball. Misses way upstairs. One ball and two strikes. That's a really, really hard question because my big three, not in any particular order, would of course be Moneyball's in there with it being about the Oakland A's and the streak and everything else. And just how amazing the 1-2 kicks all the way back to the screen. Taking second base is Blankenship. Holding at third is Ryan Hamm. And the way they integrate Bill King's call with the reshoot of the home run and everything with the 20-game win streak, just absolutely a cinematic masterpiece. But you also have The Sandlot, which is an all-time classic. Fever Pitch, of course. And then here's the 2-2, the rookie with Dennis Quaid. The 2-2 from Kowalski is a breaking ball at the top of the zone. Ring him up. Strike three called. Likens knew it. He was turning away and headed back toward the dugout. Now Adam Reyes will be pinch hitting for Mark Anthony Carroll.
That's a great set of movies right there. Iconic, just not even just for baseball movies, just for movies in general.
I mean, it depends on the day, but sometimes Sandlot's one, Moneyball's one, or Fever Pitch is one. But they're all three kind of fluid in that top three.
Right.
Here's the pitch to Reyes. It's on the outside corner at the knees. It's called strike one. No balls and one strike to the shortstop for the Colt 45s. Mora on deck. He has not been pinch hit for. Here's the 0-1 from Kowalski. Is chopped back toward Kowalski, reaching up over his head, makes the throw to first in time to retire the side. 1-3. Colt 45s threaten. They scratch one across. It's 17-1 after five. As we head to the top of the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor your Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacement. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball, the 2025 season finale and the rubber match of this final three-game series. The Fairfield Indians taking on your Redding Colt 45s. A few pinch hitters and defensive changes for the Colt 45s. Likens is in left field, Blankenship in right. And then DeCagno has shifted over to center field. Actually, Likens might be in right field. We'll see when we get to the bottom of the sixth. But DeCagno's in center, rocking those socks up high. Pretty iconic look out there. As Marcelo's Cueva takes this pitch out of the zone for ball one. Second baseman for the Fairfield Indians, facing off against Ozzie Sanchez.
Oh, yeah.
Now takes a fastball on the outside corner to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Ozzie Sanchez on the year is 2-0 with a 3.60 ERA. He's going to step off and take a quick breather. Two starts and four appearances. He's pitched 20 innings, struck out 17, and walked 15, so a little bit of command issues. He had two wins in his first couple outings on the year.
Curveball down.
I move the count to three balls and one strike. This one's fouled back to the screen. Look out, thankful for netting. Two balls and two strikes. The right-hand hitting Cueva, who struck out twice tonight, once looking and once swinging. Two bounced in there. Zanny smothers it. That'll fill the count at three balls and two strikes. So DeCagno in center, Likens in left, Blankenship in right, Moore at first, and then Ryan Hamm at second, Adam Reyes at short, and Mondo Hano at third, with Zanny behind the plate, who squeezes that pitch outside the zone for ball four, and Cueva works a leadoff walk. We'll bring up Kamani Blackney with Derek Robinson on deck for the Fairfield Indians. Blackney is lined out and walked tonight. And, Cole, we're talking about my favorite baseball movies, but what's your, we could do Mount Rushmore, but we'll do top three. This one's grounded toward Mondo Hano at third, but just a bit foul for strike one.
Yeah, I gotta go, even though it's not about playing baseball, fever pitch is definitely up there. And then we gotta go the rookie. I love Dennis Quaid, and just, I love that, just the whole concept of that movie, just old guy. Still able to pitch hard, I think through 94 in that movie. My favorite part is when he throws it past the radar and it looks like it's 74 and then it glitches back to 94. And then my third one, ball's down in the dirt, going to get away from Zanny. And Cuevo's going to get to second base. Got to think about this one for a second.
Easy advance on the wild pitch there. Zanny unable to stay in front of it. It's just too far out of the zone.
I think it's got to be Field of Dreams. That one's just iconic. If you build it, he will come. Kevin Costner, James Earl Jones.
Now the 1-1 from Sanchez misses low and away for ball two. I would agree with you on Field of Dreams being iconic, but as far as movies go, I didn't watch it growing up. That's probably part of it, but never grew too attached to it. It's still up there in the top 10 of baseball movies, of course. But there's a 2-1 from Sanchez, right at the knee on the outside corner to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Can't claim it as one of my favorites, but it's up there.
Honorable mention, just like yours, is up there. Moneyball for sure. Great movie. And then, you got to put Sandlot up there if you're doing like a top 5.
Absolutely. Here's the 2-2 from Sanchez. Is chopped toward the first baseman, Moran, through the right side off of his glove and into right field. Around third is Cueva. He'll come in to score. Kamani Blackney will hold at first with the RBI single. And the Indians tack another run on. It's 17-2. The Colt 45 still with the advantage.
Moore there. Snide able to get the backhand on that play. Bounces off of his glove.
Derek Robinson to the plate now. He was 2-for-5 back on Thursday night. He'll enter the game, sporting the iconic 42 with the Red Sox up to the knee. These Fairfield Indians. As the umpire going over his notes, make sure he has all the substitutions correct. If it looks anything like my scorecard, he's probably having a whale of a time trying to decipher it. Derek Robinson out of Napa Valley College just a few years ago, but now playing down in New Orleans. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter. Swing and a miss for strike one, losing his footing. So he goes around on that, rocking the neon green arm sleeves with the neon green socks and then the longer red socks up to the knee.
Very all the Red Sox colors going on here.
Very fun look for Derek Robinson. Oh, and then, of course, 42. That just reminded me, actually. This one's the bottom of the zone on the outside corner for a called strike two. 42 might actually be... it's definitely top five, but I don't know if it's one, even though Chadwick Boseman is my favorite actor. All right, here's the 0-2. Breaking ball hit in the air toward left. Down the line, giving chase is Likens. It's going to go all the way to the wall, over into the corner underneath the 320 mark. Blackney holding it second base after the throw is hooked into Monduano at third. That'll put a couple of runners aboard after the long single off of Ozzie Sanchez.
Robinson's able to keep his hands inside and adjust to that curveball and just kind of getting a long blooper out into left field.
On the 0-2 count as well. Great piece of hitting from Robinson.
Now,
Caleb Morant to the plate. Another pinch hitter for this Fairfield Indians ball club. He was the DH last night, where he struck out, singled, walked, and flew out, before he was pinch hit for by Derek Robinson. He enters the game now. Runners at first and second, facing off against Ozzie Sanchez here in this top of the sixth inning.
74, it's a number I feel like you don't get to see all the time for a batter. But here's a question for you, Jacob. Can you think of any player number 74 in the MLB?
Called strike one. I was just thinking that, too. It's 74. Oh, that's a tough one. I feel like you have to go back in time. 72, actually, was Tyler Rogers 74 with the Giants, or was he?
He was 71.
71.
But I want to say Kenley Jansen is 74. I don't know why. Do some research.
Either 74... yeah, Kenley Jansen, I believe, is 74. Here's the 1-1. Popped up on the infield. Mora giving chase toward foul territory. Crosses over and will squeeze it for out number one. finally, the Colt 45s get an out in the inning with runners aboard for the Fairfield Indians. Runners at first and second, they hold. I believe Kenley Jensen, that sounds correct, 74 for Kenley Jensen. That's probably a number you saw a lot.
It is correct, yeah. I think that's why I'm so used to seeing it. The closer, ex-closer for the Dodgers, Jensen was 74. In the system before he came up to the big leagues, he was actually a catcher.
That's actually, wow. Imagine throwing heat like he has down to second base, nab runners.
Right.
This pitch is taken low for ball one.
I believe he converted to a pitcher because that was his best shot at making it to the big. You know, he's had a long career as a relief pitcher in the league, so the change at position obviously was in favor for Jansen in his career.
This one on the inside corner to even up the count at one ball and one strike to the right end hitting Aaron Strong, who's walked and struck out looking tonight, almost pulling a reverse Pablo Sandoval, who transitioned over to back to pitcher, actually, I believe.
Right.
Infield playing behind the runners. It's a 1-1 swing and miss for strike two. Huge rip at that one. Came up empty.
Good off-speed pitch there by Ozzie Sanchez.
Sanchez peering in. Glove at the belt. Now comes set. Glove up by the shoulder. Working from the first base side. Out of the stretch, the 2-2 delivery to Strong. Is on the hand of Strong. He's going to take his free pass. He looks pretty upset at that. It was in on the hands. Tried to get out of the way of it, but
not happy.
He's
going to
take a slow stroll up to first base and a couple looks back at Ozzie Sanchez, which, again, pretty interesting. He'll get a courtesy runner out there. Right on the back of his hand. Not a fun spot to get hit by a fastball.
Those ones can be scary. You never know. It's small bones in people's hands.
And not wearing any protective padding either. That'll load the bases for the right-hand hitting Wyatt Smith, who's popped out and flown out tonight. He takes a huge rip and a fastball down for strike one. And that amazing play by the right fielder back in the fifth inning, that was Corey Likens out there in right. I'm now looking at Blankenship and Likens out there patrolling their respective corner outfield positions. And judging by the stances, here's the 0-1 foul back. Over the screen for strike two. I can recognize them both. That is Likens in right and Blankenship in left. The frames of them, you can just kind of tell. The center fielder, DeCagno, shaded toward the right center gap. Here's the 0-1 delivery to the right end hitting Wyatt Smith. Just a bit off the corner to make the count one ball and two strikes.
Smith making aggressive hacks on the first two pitches. He's still searching for his first hit in the game.
Here's the 1-2 delivery with one out. It's a line shot towards center field. DeCagno was shifted over. Now running toward the left center gap. We'll squeeze it on the run. The throw in is not going to be in time. Tagging from third is Blackney on the sacrifice fly. Robinson makes it back to second base in time. As the runner comes in to score, it's now 17-3. A small dent being made here for the Fairfield Indians. We'll see if they come up short or not. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played. We're only in the top of the sixth inning, but the Fairfield Indians are down by 14.
Better throw from center field, and they would have caught Robinson, who had to race back to second base. Fortunately, the throw was high, and Robinson got back.
Yeah, just a little bit offline as well and unable to get to it as get another pinch hitter.
Oh, it's just so important to hit your cutoffs.
As Zion Jodkins will step up to the plate for Ethan Boatman. I believe he will be in the game in right field. He pinch hit for Javier Mania last night. With two outs now, runners on first and second. As you were saying, Cole, it's important to hit your cutoff, man. Swing and a miss for strike one. Chase that one way out of the zone. Keeps those runners close, but in that case, DeCagno about medium depth. He was shifted over toward right center and then made a running grab toward the left center alley. Here's the 0-1 from Sanchez. Misses up and away. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. So he kind of had to make a strong throw off the back foot as well as his weight was carrying away from him. It's just a little bit offline at second base. Here's a 1-1. It is hit foul over our heads here toward the bocce ball courts. One ball and one strike. The left-hand hitter, the 1-1, waved that in the dirt. Now Zaney will clear and throw down to first base in time. The side is retired. The Fairfield Indians scratch a couple across, but they strand a pair as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here in this 17-3 ball game. Hunter Roofing keeps your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Crash, 'cause we both know how it ends. A clock ticks if it breaks your glass, then I drown.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the 45s.
I have a meeting.
Fuck this basement.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Mora DeCagno and Handy do up for the Colt 45s, facing off against Kyle Kowalski. In another full inning of work here in this bottom of the sixth. A couple runs tacked on in the top half by the Fairfield Indians. It's now a 17-3 ball game as Mora takes his first pitch low for ball one in the dirt.
Mora 1-for-3 on the night with his single in the first inning. Flat out to right field in the second and struck out in the third and walked the last inning.
So he grounds this one toward the 5-6 hole on the backhand. Wyatt Smith, throw to first, is not nearly in time. It's offline. Infield single for Mora. Wyatt Smith on the backhand made a jump throw over the third baseman, but it was not in time. Derek Robinson in the game over there at first after pinch hitting for Cooper Dwyer, who started the ball game. And now DeCagno, who is in center field now, to the plate. Right-hand hitter socks up high. Robinson holding on more at first. Kowalski kicks and deals out of the stretch. This one's hit in the air towards center. Should be playable for Blackney. Cueva going out in shallow right center field. He'll squeeze it. Throw back to first. Trying to have no. Mora is not in time. The throw escapes the clutches of Derek Robinson. Great play by Cueva. As Mora retraced his steps. And now John Handy to the plate, who's tripled, walked, and singled tonight, as well as struck out looking. That was back in the fourth.
Five, six, five,
Andy readies. Robinson holding on more at first with a small lead over there. Very modest. Here's the first pitch from Kowalski. The bottom of the zone called strike one to the designated hitter, John Handy. Again, tied for the team lead with Tyler Zanheiser. 5 home runs each. Here's the 0-1 delivery to Handy. It's a fastball broken back, grounded toward the right side. Cueva moving to his left, glides, throws the first in time for the 4-3 putout. A little cracked bat there. And Handy will have to get some new lumber when he comes up for his next at-bat later in this ballgame. That's something you don't see in regular college ball with metal bats. A little splintered.
I remember a while ago they were talking about, they're discussing if college baseball should turn to wooden bats, making it a little more, I would say safe, I guess, because you see these guys today just hit the ball so hard with these aluminum bats. The only thing is, it's a little dangerous as well with wooden bats because of the splinters that come from them on these broken bats. I think that talk just kind of died down after a while.
This one skips past the catcher strong all the way to the backstop, and that'll move Mora to third now. But there's just something about those wooden bats. Can't replicate that sound.
Right. I know a long time ago, too, like in Little League and everything, before they had aluminum bats, they were just straight wood bats. And I feel like, I don't know, personally, the wood bats from young age to high school and everything makes people, I mean, more used to it, and I feel like it's a different transition going from an aluminum bat to a wooden bat, like if you're going into the league and everything.
Now, 2-0 count on Mondo Hano with the runner at third, and I would agree with that. The wooden bats just make for an easier transition because you don't have to keep changing bats. And then I was always someone when I played baseball that in the cage and everything, or during BP, I would use a wooden bat just because it felt nicer and just able to, felt like I hit better with a wooden bat, and then transition over to the aluminum, and it just jumps off that bat after you've been swinging a heavier wooden bat that whole time. Now a 3-0 count on Mondawana after this pitch misses the zone. Here in this bottom of the sixth inning of a 17-3 ball game, the Colt 45s closing out the 2025 campaign against the Fairfield Indians. Mondo Hano takes low for a four-pitch walk. Another free pass issued to the Colt 45s, and that will bring up Ryan Hamm getting his second at-bat of the night. He walked his last time up before he perished over there at third. Second baseman. Runners at the corners. Zanny on deck should the line keep moving. Kyle Kowalski peering in at strong. Now comes set, kicks and deals from the first base side on the outside corner at the knees. A called strike one.
5. 1, 2, 6, 5.
Ryan Hamm looking to get his first hit of the night. Here's the 0-1. The bottom of the zone. Move the count to no balls and two strikes. Two outs here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Strong sets up. Low and in. The 0-2 is a breaking ball. It goes behind Ryan Hamm. Caroms off the backstop and right back to the catcher Strong to make the count 1 ball and 2 strikes.
Ball just a bit high.
Just a bit upstairs.
It knows it's lost.
Here's the 0-2. It's popped up toward right field. Should be playable. Cueva giving chase toward the foul line into a dive! And a snag! Marcelo Cueva head first into foul territory, gliding on the grass a la Willie Mays style with the over-the-head squeeze. What a play by Cueva to shut down the offense here in this bottom of the sixth inning. It's 17-3 as we head to the top of the seventh inning. The Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. And Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. They want to keep your home protected from storm repairs and replacements. Hunter Roofing has you covered. Hunter Roofing, they get the job done every single time, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today. We're through six from Tiger Field tonight here in Redding, California. Colt 45 is on top, 17-3. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back after this.
KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in right up in California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon. It's great to have you with us here with KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Here in the top of the seventh, it's Nathan Medina on in relief. Delivers a fastball way up and in to the top of the order in Bo Smith for a called ball one. Now the righty kicks and deals. It's a line shot foul. Look out for the Colt 45 dugout. A line shot to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Medina's 4-0 on the year. He has three starts and six appearances. One save, 29 innings, and 29 strikeouts. He delivers a fastball right through the heart for a called strike two. He's also walked seven on the year. Here's the 1-2 from Medina, taking over for Ozzie Sanchez. Breaking ball, winged at, and down swinging as Bo Smith went fishing for that breaking ball in the dirt and came back with nothing to show for it. He's out number one.
Great curveball there by Medina. Great put-away pitch. This is a righty there. Curveball definitely was my favorite pitch in the arsenal.
Little 12-6 breaking balls. This one's hit in the air toward center. DeConyu giving chase toward the track, right in the alley, reaching up. It's beyond his glove. It's going to go off of it, rounding first and cruising into second with a wide turn is the right-hand inning. Jake Rogers, who just clubbed that one up the left center alley to the left of the 406 mark. DeConyu giving chase, unable to get to it cleanly. And now Marcelos Cueva to the plate, who had that sensational play to close out the bottom of the sixth inning. Rogers ending up at second base after that hard hit. Out of Arizona Christian University, Marcelos Cueva. Here's the 1-0. Foul back to the screen to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Arizona Christian University, a university that Simpson University football plays. And we'll play this year, I believe, twice. It could be wrong. That's something we'll come back to in the fall. It's out of my job description right now. Here's the 1-1 from Medina. The 1-0, rather, on the inside corner to even up the count at 1-1. Take that back. 0-2. I have the count completely wrong, actually. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball, fouled back out of play. Make the count no balls and two strikes.
Cueva, the last half inning, like you said, was a great snag he made over the shoulder.
This pitch is smothered by Zanny. Let's make the count one ball and two strikes.
To add on to that catch, he'd like to get a base hit here, something he's searching for all night.
He's 0-2 with a walk. Runner at second now, that's Jake Rogers. This pitch misses wide to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. There's the 1-2 delivery. Waved at a half-hearted forgive-me swing from Cueva, and he's down swinging for the second time tonight, his third strikeout tonight. He's one strikeout away from the golden sombrero.
Ugly swing there by Cueva after having a pretty good at-bat. Some aggressive swings, and that one just looks like the curveball fooled him. Medina with that lethal curveball. Cueva just didn't see it coming, just couldn't defend.
Now Kamani Blackney to the plate, who's singled, walked, and lined out tonight. As Medina brings his glove to the belt, kicks and deals low and away for ball one.
Blackney with an RBI tonight.
1-0 is a breaking ball on the inside corner. Even up the count of one ball and one strike. Yeah, that RBI back in the sixth. It's just last inning. After the Fairfield Indians strung together a little rally, scratched a couple of runs across against Ozzy Sanchez. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball misses low. Pin inside for ball two.
Just one thing to note, too, about this curveball that Medina has. So if he starts to hit high, I feel like the batters almost just give up on it right away, and then that thing just drops in there for a strike. What you call a hammer.
2-1 is a line shot down the left field line past Mondohano and for a base hit, motoring around third and coming to score as Rogers, after this throw, comes in all the way past Danny and into second base with another RBI is Kamani Blackney.
Blackney with his second RBI of the night, and that ball was sailed all the way to the backstop, allowing him to reach second base. The left fielder error on the throw.
The left fielder, Blankenship, just hucking that baseball, trying to get it to Zanny as quick as possible. Ended up airmailing it way offline. Ended up going off the netting on the backstop. Now Derek Robinson to the plate. He singled his last time up. That was on an 0-2 pitch. He swings and misses at this fastball. No leg kick in that approach for Derek Robinson. Just straight up swinging all arms.
He's got that 0-2 approach on an 0-0 count.
Now takes another huge hack at this one. Way late on it again. No balls and two strikes. With two outs.
Let's see if you see the deadly curveball here.
Here's the 0-2 from Medina's a breaking ball swing. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Medina. K's aside, one is stranded. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the Colt 45s 17 and the Fairfield Indians 4. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. They're stepping up to the plate to sponsor your Redding Colt 45s. You want to keep your home protected from storm repairs, replacements. Hunter Roofing, as you covered, every time, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected.
From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Church Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Church Creek Road, Suite B. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Church Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Jacob Green and Cole McMahon here on the call. It's a 1-0 count on Brandon Denny as this pitch misses inside for ball two on the catcher, who took over for Rain McMillan. He singled his last time up. Here's a 2-0 delivery from Kyle Kowalski. Gets Zanny to chase a fastball up to make the count 2-1.
One thing you're going to get from Brandon Zanny's at-bats is he's aggressive. I mean, he's going to put up some good at-bats, foul a lot of pitches, takes that one for a strike, and every swing he takes is at 100%. He had a lot of those last year. Didn't get lucky a lot of the times. He hit balls hard, just either pulled foul or straight to some fielders.
Just a piece of this one, but fouls it back over the netting to even up the count, 2-2.
When he puts barrel to ball, you can almost expect it to get out of here.
Now the 2-2 from the righty Kowalski as he kicks and deals a breaking ball, misses high to fill the count at 3-2. Count fills with nobody out, nobody on. There's the payoff pitch. Misses way inside. Ducking out of the way is Zanny. He'll work himself a walk here in this seventh inning. I will bring up Bradley Blankenship as Acedo will go out to be the courtesy runner for Mr. Zanny at first base. Right in hitting Ham to the plate. Strong sets up away as this one's hit in the air towards shallow center field. Blackney coming along with the right fielder, and it's going to land in no man's land between a trio of Indians as the throw into second base is actually going to be in time. Acedo forced out. It landed between Cueva and Jodkins, the right fielder, along with the center fielder Blackney. Just in no man's land out there, and then I believe that was Cueva who picked up the baseball and made a strong throw into second base where the shortstop Smith was on the bag in time to get the force.
Yeah, Cueva just was under the ball and just lost his footing, fell down, and along came the ball as well. Unfortunate mishap there for him.
And that is the second time that the courtesy runner has been forced out after Zanny got aboard. Both times technically on a fielder's choice in the sense of a force out rather than going to first, but there was no way they were going to go to first on that play, as Ham had easily already made it there on the high fly. Now Likens to the plate in right field, working a 1-0 count with Ham at first base. There's a fastball kept at the bottom of the zone to even up the count at 1-1. As Kowalski readies, kicks, and deals a breaking ball. Hit in the air towards center. Blackney toward the gap. Should be playable for him. He'll shuffle back and squeeze it on the run for out number two. Likens gives it a fly, but not quite enough behind it. He'll bring Adam Reyes to the plate.
Likens flies out to center fielder. Blackney for out number two.
I'll bring up Adam Reyes, right-handed hitter, who grounded out to the pitcher his last time up. He watches a ball miss wide for ball one. Reyes steps back in. Now readies, even stance on that right side. Here's the 1-0. Misses low and inside for ball two.
I know we talked about baseball moves a couple of innings ago, but speaking of the end of the summer coming near, we had some great summer flicks so far this summer. If you guys haven't checked them out, I highly recommend go watch F1 with Brad Pitt. And then, of course, Superman just came out a couple weeks ago. Jacob, have you seen any of those movies so far?
I did see F1 as this breaking ball catches the outside corner to make the count 2-1. F1 was a fantastic movie and, of course, had Billy Bean in it. The 2-1 catches the bottom of the zone to even up the count at 2-2 by Billy Bean. I mean Brad Pitt, who played Billy Bean in Moneyball, which we were talking about earlier. So, I mean, there is a connection there as far as that goes.
Definitely is.
I haven't seen Superman or Fantastic Four or anything like that. I need to. Is this breaking ball ducking out of the way is Reyes. Fill the count at 3-2. I also need to go back and see F1 and sit in D-Box. Really want to feel that movie.
4D. I think they're coming out with it again in IMAX or something like that. I think F1 was definitely the better movie.
Now the payoff. Ring him up. Strike 3 called at the bottom of the zone. As we end the seventh inning, Reyes down looking. The side is retired as we head to the top of the eighth inning here from Tagger Field in Redding, California. It's a new pitcher on in relief. Looks like it's... Well, we'll find out when we return after this. Not sure who it is. New relief pitcher on for the Colt 45s here in this 17-4 ball game. As we head to the eighth night's game, is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing wants to keep your home protected from storm repairs or replacements. They have you covered. Hunter Roofing gets the job done every time, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. The Colt 45s taking on the Fairfield Indians. They're by a score of 17-4 here in this top of the eighth inning. It's Nolan Bentley on in relief. He's 0-1 with a 7.61 ERA in 11 appearances. Two saves in 13 innings. He struck out 14 and walked 9. He'll be facing off against the right-end hitting Caleb Morant, who's over there at third base, and then Aaron Strong, the catcher. Huge rip at this one, comes up empty for strike one, and Wyatt Smith, the shortstop. As the righty working off the first base side with a side-winding delivery, swing and a miss, going fishing again is Caleb Morant. Completely fooled on that one. Also, some exciting news in baseball today. The Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee, the last great Coliseum, that's underway. The largest attendance for a baseball game, the 0-2 foul tip back to the screen, and we'll do it again. The Braves and Reds facing off.
Yeah, I saw those uniforms the other day, and they actually made them pretty cool. Looked like the race car or the pit crew is what they kind of made them look like, which is really cool. With some flames on the hats. Strikeout there for Bentley. Grab some pine meat.
Some swing and a miss there. Just get completely fooled on that breaking ball.
Bentley, another pitcher on this Colt 45's team, was just a funky delivery. You know, that messes up batter's timing and everything. The release point, where to pinpoint where the ball's coming out of. Yeah, Aaron Strong up to bat now, the catcher, who was hit by a pitch last inning. Is there a pitch inside for a strike? For strike one.
Yeah, and for to grab some pine meat. That's from Major League. Am I correct about that?
That's from Crook and Kipe, actually.
Crook
and
Kipe?
That is their strikeout call once in a while.
Man, I got to listen to more radio. The 1-1 misses in the dirt.
It might be Major League, too. Maybe that's where they got it from. I'm not sure.
I just remember Kevin Costner in Major League calling various players meat.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I'm thinking of that. But who knows? We'll have to research it after the ball game. Here's the 1-1 delivery. From Bentley, this is a low and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike to the right end hitting Aaron Strong. Under the lights here at Tiger Field. In the top of the eighth inning, the 1-1 delivery. Check swing on the outside, corner at the knees. To even up the count at two balls and two strikes. With one out and nobody on, the outfield shaded a couple of steps toward right. Now the 2-2 On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Strong goes down, looking for the second time tonight. I will bring up the right-hand hitting Wyatt Smith, the shortstop tonight for the Fairfield Indians.
Smith had a sac fly in his last at-bat.
This pitch misses low and in for ball one.
Bentley really trying to pound that inside part of the plate. With that sidewind kind of release point.
This one's chopped back toward Bentley, who will handle it himself. The slow roller, quick throw to first, in time. 1-3, and the side is retired. The Fairfield Indians go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s on top by a score of 17-4. Tonight's game is sponsored by Hunter Roofing. They want to keep your home protected from storm repairs and replacements. Hunter Roofing brings quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Wyatt Smith on in relief of Kyle Kowalski. Not sure who's in the game at shortstop now. As the final Lose Your Shoe kids game commences here, led by Cruz, one of the staff members here at Tagger Field, and I cannot say enough about Cruz, who not only runs games, but he brings me water and all sorts of other beverages. He'll bring me Dr. Pepper every now and again when I ask for it. Always checking up on me, so I appreciate Cruz. I know he's obviously not tuned in right now. He's on the mic down on the field leading games for these kids, but next year be sure to bring your family out to the ballpark and you can participate in some of these games. As for Cruz, well, one of the great staff members here at Tagger Field. Again, checking in on me, making sure I have water and bring you the best broadcast possible. And tonight brings you the best broadcast possible along with Cole McMahon, joined up here in the booth, a fellow Simpson alum who was graduating this past year from Simpson University. Now getting to call this Colt 45's game and along with showing my appreciation for Cruz. Cannot say enough about David Wiley back in the studio and also Phil Churchill who filled in for him a handful of times, just completely flawless broadcast on the other side of the wire and a lot of behind-the-scenes work that no one really understands how much work it takes to run things over the airwaves, and I'm just a small part of the work that goes into it. I do a lot of prep work, but without a producer back in the studio would have nothing to show for it, so I appreciate both of them engineering things for us and bringing to you these live games over the airwaves.
And, of course, all of Redding's got to give a big thank you to you, too, Jacob. Just doing a great job bringing the coverage of the Colt 45s this summer. I mean, you're the best there is. I mean, in the Redding area.
I was going to say, you got to add an asterisk to that. Maybe in the Redding area. I'll take that compliment, actually. But definitely not the the best, as we've mentioned before already, is Mora, the left-handed hitter, takes a call to strike one on the outside corner. Mora, DeCagno, and Handy do up. Korak, Kruk and Kipe, Johnny Doskal, Glenn Kuiper, Bill King, Lon Simmons, Greg Papa, Dan Rusnowski, Tim Roy. I could go on and on. All these guys from... Of course, like, Dan Rusnowski with Sharks Radio. I mean, hockey's a whole different breed, but...
You've got that broadcast ball knowledge. My goodness.
And I just want to say again, thoughts and prayers go out to Greg Papa getting the news that he has cancer. So now they count one ball and two strikes on Mora. Just a tough thing for Greg Papa, of course, but also Niner fans, as he's just that iconic voice of 49er football.
Absolutely. 49ers football won't be the same without him this season if he's not back by then.
The 1-2 is a line shot for the third baseman for the Fairfield Indians and a left field for a base hit. So Mora leads things off with a single. That is his third hit of the night. And Greg Papa also used to call A's games back in the day.
Yeah, and he actually... I think was the voice of the A's back in Moneyball, I think.
Yeah. I believe it was on the TV side because Korak and Bill King were, of course, on the radio side. Bill King with, of course, the legendary Tejada home run. My apologies. Not the Tejada home run. The Hattaburg home run. The Tejada home run the day before was brought to you by Ken Korak, who filled in for Bill King and actually got to call the walk-off home run. It might have been the 18th game. My A's history is a little bit... just a bit off kilter, a little bit muddy, as I was not even alive then, so it's all based off of what I've seen. Now a 1-0 on the right end hitting DeCagno. A 2-0, rather, after that pitch in the dirt. But basically, Korak filled in because Bill King was a little bit too sick, and he got to call the walk-off home run by Tejada, which is one of Korak's most iconic calls. DeCagno chases this high cheese for strike one. Just a bit of tardy on it.
I believe you missed one of the greats, Vin Scully. Got to put that in the names you were listing off there a couple minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, I was going with Bay Area Legends, but of course...
Oh, Bay Area, okay, my bad.
Vin Scully,
I mean, naming off all the greats.
Oh, all the greats would take so long. This one's chopped toward the third baseman, handles it, flips to second for one, the relay to first, not in time. DeCagno beats it out again. A race on the fielder's choice is Andrew Mora. And, of course, Vin Scully was one of the voices, along with Bill King, that Ken Korak listened to and, in a sense, modeled his quote-unquote game after. That is actually where he got the saying, the lights have taken full effect from, is what I was told, not only in the book, from Ken Korak and Susan Slusser, with a foreword by John Miller, by the way. Shameless plug there, but... it was actually courtesy of Vin Scully. Korak kept saying it. Now I say it as an homage to Korak, who, of course, the voice I grew up listening to. Just a cool little homage to him. No balls and one strike. The right end hitting Handy after that foul ball over the netting. Handy has grounded out, struck out, tripled, walked, and singled tonight. Here's the 0-1. Misses outside the zone to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Runner on first, that's DeCagno. He reached on the fielder's choice. But I appreciate your kind words, Cole. Saying you're the best in the Reading area.
Of course. And only getting better, game by game.
Wouldn't be the same without you on the color side of things, especially as far as Simpson sports go.
I appreciate that.
And all the color commentators I've had this year. Shout out Spencer Schlange and my dad. Both of which I had
Papa
the pleasure
Green.
Of calling games with. Yeah, my dad got to fulfill his childhood dreams of calling baseball on the radio. Now, one ball and two strikes with the right end hitting Handy after he fouls off another one. So that's cool to see. It's been a great year for the Colt 45s as well as me on the broadcast side of things. Getting to work with a trio of people and then just getting to come out here every night. The 1-2, Handy swings and misses. Tardy on the fastball for out number two.
I haven't been back at Tiger Field in two and a half years now. And it's pretty much the exact same. The only thing that looks different here is they painted the outfield fence, it looks like outfield wall, to a yellow color. black center field, and we're giving happy birthday wishes out here to one of the fans. Happy birthday, whoever you are out there.
Hopefully their family's tuned in, knows that we're giving them a little tip of the cap. Mondo Hondo to the plate, right-hand hitter. He's homered, walked, singled twice, and walked again tonight as he takes a pitch on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one. And the Tiger Field Colt 45 Oil fans sticking around tonight. Some of the crowds melted off and made their way out of the gate as we've eclipsed the three-hour mark now. But the Loyal fans sticking it out for this final game of the 2025 campaign as this pitch is in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher, but holding it first is DeCagno. Makes a count one ball and one strike on Mondo Hondo. And we've had a couple of great plays, actually, two or three of them in this ball game, and later on in the ball game after some of the fans actually ended up leaving about halfway through.
Right, a couple diving plays, over-the-shoulder play.
We saw one last night from Trajan Rogowski in the left center gap. A little Superman head-first dive. Here's the 1-1 from Smith, is grounded through the right side for a base hit. DeCagno will hold at second base. Mondo Hondo collects his fourth hit of the night. A home run, a trio of singles, and a couple of walks. He's been on base every single time he's come to the plate tonight.
He's got to be Colt 45's hottest hitter to end the season.
Yeah, definitely for this final game of the season. He was quite an offensive night. Now Ryan Hamm to the plate. He hits this one toward Cueva at second base, who gobbles it up and flips to first in time for the 4-3 putout as we head to the top of the ninth inning, the final inning for these Colt 45s here in this 2025 campaign. They look to improve to 34-6 on the year after this message from Hunter Roofing. Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate to sponsor the Reading Colt 45s. Hunter Roofing, keeping your home protected from storm repairs to replacements. Hunter Roofing gets the job done, bringing quality to every job. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Cole McMahon for the final top of the ninth inning. It's going to be Jesus Cerda on in relief of Nolan Bentley. Bennett with the first three in the third, and then Colton Sewell, Tyler Shepard, Ozzie Sanchez, Nathan Medina, Nolan Bentley, and now Jesus Cerda for the Colt 45s, facing off against the nine-hitter, I believe it is, Wyatt Smith, in there. Not quite sure. There might be two number eights on this roster.
It looks like so, yeah.
Just something we've seen with other ball clubs.
Summer collegiate baseball activities.
Now this pitch misses upstairs for ball two to Zion. My apologies, not Zion Jenkins, but I believe it is Wyatt Smith. Now fastball in the outside corner to make the count two balls and one strike to the right-hand hitter. Swing and a miss for strike two. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Huge cut and a miss there. The strikeout here would be the 13th of the game for the Fairfield Indians. Now the 2-1 delivery is a fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. A no-nonsense call there from the home plate umpire. That's out number one. And another K for Colt 45 pitching tonight.
Talk about expanding your zone just a bit.
There's actually 14 strikeouts on the night for Colt 45 pitching.
Their pitching has been outstanding tonight. Some great pitchers out here. Once again, going to plug in Bennett just for his great start as a Simpson alumni, and he's a future Simpsoner. I'm excited to see how he does this season. Big lefty on the mound for the Red Hawks coming up. It's going to be great.
Now the first pitch to right-hand hitting number 23 ties him up, swing and a miss. Blows the doors off of him for strike one. One ball and one strike to the top of the order for the Fairfield Indians. Now on the outside corner at the knees, called strike two. Now if you're the Fairfield Indians, need to take that bat off your shoulder and start swinging away. 1-2 with the expanded zone now. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Serta comes set. Kicks and deals. The 1-2 delivery with one out. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Serta adjusts his cap. Now climbs back up the hill, working from that first base side of the rubber. One ball, two strikes. One out, nobody on. Here in this top of the ninth inning, 17-4, the Colt 45's lead. The 1-2 breaking ball misses high. To even up the count at two balls and two strikes.
Just wasn't able to finish on that pitch. Count even here.
2-2 check swing, appeal to first, ring him up, strike three called, he went around. Back-to-back Ks, and now down to the final out. It will be the right-hand hitting number 14 for the Fairfield Indians, Joey Mason. The last hope for the Fairfield Indians, his first at-bat of the night.
Joey Mason.
After a couple of strikeouts.
Takes the ball tight. For ball one.
Now the 1-0 delivery from the righty Serna. He winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the high cheese. That'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. Colt 45's looking to improve to 34-6 on the year, coming just short of last year's total. This one's fouled back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Down to their final strike is the Fairfield Indians. Last year, the Colt 45s ended the season 35-4. They're going to come up just short of that this year. They will improve to 34-6 on the season. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Serta. Breaking ball.
Ooh, he wanted it.
Just missed.
Just a bit high, just a bit outside.
And it looked a little bit like that was a gift from the home plate umpire. Now the 2-2 from Serta. He comes set. Wines and deals a 2-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Sarnak Hayes the side to end the 2025 season. And that's the way the ball game ends. Serta finishes off the Fairfield Indians. The final score 17-4 for Fairfield Indians. Four runs on five hits, two errors. They left seven for the Colt 45, 17 runs on 15 hits and two errors. They left nine. No save situation, but the winning pitcher was Tyler Shepard. The losing pitcher was Omari Polk. Again, the Colt 45s improved to 34-6 on the 2025 season as both teams go out for their respective handshakes to close out this 2025 campaign. The final time of the game was 3 hours and 25 minutes. Very good offensive night and an exclamation point on the 2025 season for this powerful Colt 45 offense. Cole, for you, how'd you feel about calling the game tonight?
Oh, it was a fun experience. Being on the radio for the first time and calling a blowout game like this with the Colt 45, it was excellent. I mean, it's great to always see your hometown team get a win. Hometown team, obviously, for the college side of things for me. But, yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and it was a great night.
Oh, it was absolutely a pleasure. Again, I always love having color commentators, and it's even better when I've worked with them before. So it's fun. And had to get you on the radio and channel your inner John Miller as the Colt 45s tip their caps to the fans out here at Tagger Field as they close out this 2025 campaign. And the play of the game, Cole, I'm going to go on the opposition side of things and say Marcelo Cueva. I mean, he made his way all the way over from second base into foul territory down that right field line, back beyond the first base bags. That was just an absolutely sensational play going into a dive and holding on to the baseball.
I agree with you there. I mean, you stole mine for a second, but I'll take one for the Colt 45s. I'll take it on the offensive side of things. We got to go with Mondovano with the first inning grand slam to put the Colt 45s up early in this game, never looking back. I mean, he went 4-for-4. He's going to also be my player of the game. Home run, 3 singles and 2 walks. Just to end out the year for him was a great way.
And Bob Anderson getting a little bit of a Gatorade bath right there. That was his 100th win with this ball club since taking over 3 years ago. So that's pretty cool to see. And yeah, Mondovano, offensively speaking, that definitely was the play of the game. A grand salami in the first inning. You can't draw it up any better in front of the home crowd here. And then the player of the year for the Colt 45s on the pitching side of things, got to go with Ty Cook. He had 80 strikeouts on the year and was undefeated. And then Dom DeCogno offensively ended with a plethora of RBIs. He had, I believe, 37 or 38 now, if my math is correct. Just shy of 40, along with Andrew Mora, who also had 38. Just
how about the two Colt 45s? Excuse me. Sorry about the four. Or both of them have 5 home runs on the season. Who are they?
Oh, yeah, John Handy and the local kid from Palisadro, Tyler Zanizer, who's actually a personal friend of Spencer Schlange. So it's a pretty cool experience for both of them. Both having 5 dingers on the year.
I was looking to see if one of them were going to try to break the tie between the two. Unfortunately, didn't get to see it tonight, but it was still a great game other than that.
I was hoping for it, but John Handy came the closest with that sky-high flyout.
Yeah.
And then the player of the game, I mean, you got to go Isaac Mondovano with that grand salami that just kind of paved the way for this 17-run night between the Colt 45s and the Fairfield Indians.
Absolutely. I give an honorable mention to Bennett for a start tonight. Only went 3.1 innings, but 7 Ks. And just, I think, the stuff that you see from him tonight is something that you're going to be seeing for the next 4 years, hopefully, at Simpson. Next 2 years.
Definitely makes me look forward to calling games at Simpson in the next couple of years on the baseball side of things. And then, yeah, what would you say is different about radio from live stream calls? We've done a few live stream calls for basketball and football. I don't think we ever did any baseball because you were out there on the field. But.
Right. I think, honestly, it's just being able to paint that picture for the listeners out there. You know, obviously they can't see it, and just being able to hopefully story tell pretty well, you know, and give them some good insights about the game, about other things about the game and outside of the game. So I mean, radio is definitely different, and it's a fun experience for me, for sure. And, I mean, it's really cool that you've been able to do this for the whole season for Cold 45. You did it last season, and, I mean, it'd be great to see if you got to do it next season as well.
Yeah, it's a dream come true, and just getting to do this on a nightly basis is pretty awesome. And especially when you call games for a ball club like the Colt 45s. Again, 34-6 on the year.
Absolutely.
And last season, I don't think I saw more than one loss. I also saw a no-hitter and a walk-off. Didn't see any of that this year, but came close a couple of times. Some perfect games were taken into the sixth inning, and a couple of no-hitters taken into third and fourth innings. So just some great play from these Colt 45s.
And this is just a great just ballpark atmosphere. Well, this is my first time being at a Colt 45s game, actually, too. So it's just great to see the fan experience here, the smell of the hot dogs, the hamburgers, just being able to watch the baseball, some summer college baseball.
And that's just a reminder next year. Come out on 4th of July in front of a packed house, American flags everywhere in the air, and just a great atmosphere for these Colt 45s and the players. We wrap things up here for the final time from Tiger Field. It's Jacob Green with Cole McMahon. Cole, it was a pleasure having you with us here tonight. The final score from Tiger Field here in Redding, California was the Colt 45-17 and the Fairfield Indians 4. Special thanks to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. And special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott for this opportunity. And, of course, special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio, our producer. Couldn't do it without him on the backside of things. This is Jacob Green and Cole McMahon for the final time of the 2025 season, the voices of the Redding Colt 45s. Of course, saying thanks for listening, along with Spencer Slaney, Michael Green, who joined us this year, saying thanks for listening, and please drive safely. The final score from Tiger Field tonight here in Redding, California, is the Fairfield Indians 4 and your Redding Colt 45s 17.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
from around the world, Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel,
to Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel,
to your own backyard. If the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
A lot of Democrats want to turn the page on all of that and look forward. And so it's not going to be easy for her.
There's going to be a book tour. And one of the things that I talked to people who have been dealing with it with her is that she really struggled with what she was going to say about Joe Biden.
Democrats historically have not been interested in nominating again someone who ran, got the nomination, and failed.
I don't know if she should run again, but I definitely would like to see her write a book. I definitely would like to, you know, see her start a podcast and just build a real connection with people.
Listen, there's nobody I'd like to hear less from than Kamala Harris, because I don't think she has anything to say. When has she ever said anything of worth? She just tries to get through topics, smile and wave and giggle, and I don't think I've seen a more incompetent public figure rise higher. And now she's back to preview a book that's not going to be out till next month, which means you're going to start getting pre-sales going. But it's 107 days we live through that every Democrat resents and no Republican is curious about. Believe me, they don't want to go back. I mean, do you think that Tom Brady wants to go back and relive his giant Super Bowls? No. They want to focus on winning another with a brand new quarterback and a brand new coach, the Patriots did. I probably would have been a better example. That's them. I mean, they thought they were going to win. They didn't. They thought that Joe Biden was going to coast. He couldn't. They put Kamala Harris in, gave her $1 billion, and she failed, lost every battleground state. And now Joe Biden is speaking at some keynote speaker at some legal event. I think he got an award where he screamed inaudibly. And Kamala Harris tried to make sense with Stephen Colbert. Both of them are two talents that are finished and were overrated to begin with.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
When my business was taking off, our old phone system just wasn't cutting it. We needed fewer missed calls, more flexibility, and better visibility into customer conversations. That's when I found OpenPhone.
OpenPhone is the all-in-one system for small businesses and growing teams. Manage multiple numbers from one device, work seamlessly as a team with shared numbers, and stay organized with AI-powered call transcripts, summaries, and next steps. so nothing gets missed and your team responds faster. OpenPhone integrates with tools you already use, like Slack, HubSpot, and Zapier, so everything's connected and efficient.
Having tried just about every relevant small business phone system, OpenPhone is truly in a league of its own. It's now essential to how we run our business, and I couldn't be happier with the value it brings.
See why over 60,000 businesses trust OpenPhone. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20%.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.